There's a show in town, it's going down. Every week we're back on solid ground. Steel toes slipping, but we're gripping. Got the tea to spill, it's always flipping. From April's script to Aaron's glee. Oh, this drama's just a spree. Polydrama, legal trauma. Another win, oh, that's the karma. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on her own. Show. Revenge porn to felony. It's a circus, can't you see? The toe is bent, the goal is spent. His empire crumbles, all hell sent. April's playlist on repeat. Aaron's lies we can't defeat. The countdown's on, it won't take long to see this piggy squeal his song. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble. Piggy ain't missing a thing. Just sit back, laugh, and watch the king.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to This Little Piggy, a weekly roundtable discussion about what Aaron Emholt, one of Minnesota's largest cucks, has been up to on his fake pretend radio show called the Steel Toe Morning Show. We'll be getting to your gifts and donations. As you know, the goal rules everything around me, and we'll be needing your contributions much, much sooner in the show than usual, because we've got an extra person in studio today, ladies and gentlemen. Moody,
hi,
is here, and we're going to need to sustain meals, energy drinks. This guy drinks a lot of energy drinks. Mm-hmm. And, we can't do that without your money and your goals. So give. We need it. We have to have it. And Carl from Who Are These Podcasts is not here, but we'll be here momentarily. So don't get your hopes up. There will be a lot of yelling on this show. Oh, yeah, pork. We're going to do a pulled pork tomorrow. So a lot of actual piggy needs to, we need to have a large yield of actual pig from this little piggy.
Now, we call this a round table, but there's like three of us most of the time. That's a triangle. Like, how many sides?
Well, like, the shape of the table and how many people are at it are not really related.
So you can have one person sitting by himself on a round table.
I think it's fine. I don't know why you're so picky. Right. What was your favorite thing about Aaron Emholt this week? Now, you and I were in California, so we didn't really see a lot on Wednesday and Thursday, but there's been quite a few developments.
It's been a heavy steel toe week with things happening. You've had him getting a plea offer, allegedly, but kind of weirdly. We don't know what that's about.
I guess he hasn't said the word plea offer.
Right. He said offer has been made, not which side made the offer.
More of a Godfather-esque.
Right. It could be his lawyer just going, hey, by the way, I'll accept $50 and a misdemeanor. Technically, you've made an offer. So offer has been made. We got April's handwriting was finally erased.
That's
from
crazy.
The whiteboard.
And a little tantrum he did that.
Right.
But I think it's because of everything that's happened this week with the potential resolution to this revenge porn trial. The handwriting being erased, another perfect week, which in and of itself is distracting. It's easy to lose sight of how this week started and
right.
The excitement that kicked it off. So I think it's very important. We listen to Aaron, on Sunday on his members only show, tell us why this week was going to be action packed. Now, of course, the weather is changing. In Minnesota. Did you know about this?
My favorite weather show is the Steel Toe Morning Show. So if you could put that on so I get my weather takes.
It's almost golf time. I can smell the putts from here.
I get all my weather and political takes from the Steel Toe Morning Show.
This is Aaron Emholt telling you why this is a very exciting... Oh, hold on. Before we do this, I guess we should bring in this fucking guy. Carl from Who Are These Podcasts. Hi.
What's happening, boys?
We're just talking about everything that's happened this week, and I don't want the news about the revenge porn trial and all this stuff to overshadow how the week started. I think it's very important we get to how the week.
Perfect week number five we're talking about?
I haven't seen this morning's show. Don't ruin it for me. This is Aaron M. Holt talking about the start of the week and why it was going to be great from the get-go. Now, remember, he didn't know about any sort of a deal or offer at this point. So this is what he's excited about today.
But I don't know why I'm even torturing myself with this conversation. I don't even know why I'm talking about it. It's not going to happen. I'm not going golfing tomorrow. But I am getting excited because, you know, Easter, we still get snow in Minnesota. It's not uncommon around Easter to still have plenty of snow on the ground here.
If most of his audience, he says all the time, like, look, most of my audience is in Minnesota. Like, they're a local audience. Why does he constantly have to tell them how the weather in Minnesota works? You ever think about that? Like, he's always, guys, we can get snow in April.
So,
sometime.
Aaron, I was listening to the show today. And I was listening to the segments I don't normally listen to. He's talking about Britney Spears or Scott Steiner and stuff. I realize if Aaron is making noise out of his mouth, he thinks that he's doing a good job. Right. Noise out of mouth equals broadcasting equals I'm killing it.
Oh, boy. That's broadcasting.
That's a good point. I haven't thought of it that way. It's like as long as he keeps going, as long as yep. he's alive and emoting, he's successful.
Yeah, you know, guys, I'll be honest with you. I was just out for a bike ride at 70 degrees outside. That's actually not normal for this part of the country to be 70 degrees, and we're just in mid-March. And by the way, the St. Patrick's Day is coming up. We have the parade here downtown on Saturday morning.
And, the snow's melted, right? The snow's melted.
Snow
like
is melted.
Right?
Yep, yep, yep.
Good, good.
How does that bicycle work with a club foot? Is there a special pedal?
I just use my hands.
All right, here's Aaron telling us again why this week is going to be great.
I'm not sitting. And I closed the blinds down here as well. I didn't want to see the outside while I was down here with you guys. I'd be distracted.
Right.
What I love about this is he's still constantly looking out that window that he admits himself isn't open. So it's like it's like a prisoner sitting in his cell just constantly opining away for the days of golfing and cigars and karaoke with the neighbor and gardening with Charlotte.
It's just talking about normal functions of a house. Like I walk down here, I close the blinds. You know, when I come in here, when I close the blinds, the light doesn't come in because the blinds are closed. So I need to turn the lights on and then I go and sit down. And if my computer's not working, which I could tell because of the lights not being on, I turn it on by pushing the power button and then I can start my show.
Like, I'd be distracted looking at the weather is what he said.
Meanwhile, let's not forget that a year ago, his friend was fucking his wife and he was talking about these types of things.
Right. A year ago, he had to take Easter baskets to another man's house with his children
yep.
so that their stepmother could help open them.
They had to hide eggs go. In Kayla Ricada, which is wild.
I believe.
I heard he licked the eggs off.
I'm not even sitting here saying it's going to be much longer than a half hour, but still, it's just so nice. Tomorrow's going to be great.
So, yeah, this is another thing. I love to point out his members-only shows usually range from 30 to 45 minutes. And he said, guys, warning, as the weather gets better and summer's rolling in, the members' shows will get shorter.
He deserves it. Take some time off, Aaron. You earned it, buddy.
I'm going to be sitting here screaming at the door for those the dryer guys to finally get my new dryer, which I've been waiting for like a month. I've been hanging clothes up for a month because
you know, I just thought of something. So this idea that he treats the members, people who give him money consistently, is who he treats the worst. Like those are the people who are just like, if I don't get to it, I don't get to it, whatever. It's a similar system as the cable company. If you're a customer of the cable company for years, they'll just keep jacking up your rates. They don't give a fuck about right. you until you complain. And by the way, everyone hates the cable company. In every yes. market, everyone hates the cable mm-hmm. company. It's not a good way to do business.
And just like the cable company, you don't know when they'll be on. You know, you don't know if Aaron's going to do overtime or not today. He'll let you know.
Right.
He'll let you know.
Sometime between Wednesday morning at 8 and Thursday afternoon at 4. Just be ready for it.
And look, a lot of cable boxes do default to the Weather Channel. So the same thing happens with Aaron.
You should just have a little scroll, you know, like a little cloud or a little sun.
Mm-hmm. April's not there to do the templates anymore.
I gotta say that that top four board is depressing early in the week, isn't it? Why even yeah. write out the numbers 2, 3, and 4?
$2. He'll get up and put your name on the board. And somebody also pointed out that it's been 2 years of Stoney's 30th anniversary. How does that work?
Every date keeps getting pushed back. Just love this time of year, man.
He said he's been hanging up clothes for a month. Like, how long does it take to get a dryer? Like,
they could deliver it this week, I would think. Yeah.
Because of the snow? Like,
no,
they can't, you should be able to get a dryer.
No, you can get a dryer. If you order it on Monday, it'll be in before the end of the week. Yes.
And doesn't he have a truck? Can't he just go get the
April
dryer?
Had a truck. I don't know.
Over under, does he get the dryer before or after he's on the radio again?
No, he already got it. He got it Monday. Remember, he had the Mexicans move it in.
True, true.
It's looking good. It's looking great. It's Gordy's birthday today. Gordy turns 3 years old today.
This is my favorite.
SP and the kids and I, we took him to Petco this morning. As soon as Petco was open, we were in there. And we got him these delicious, like, cake bone treats that say potty on it. P-A-W-T.
How does he know they're delicious?
That's my question. Like, I've never described a dog biscuit as delicious. Because
we've seen
I don't
eat it before.
Eat dog food.
Yep. This is why I don't know why Patrick Melton and his fans are coping about the dressing up the dog thing. It's fine. Just don't, when you're a little bitch pussy who likes to dress up your dog, don't try to posture yourself as some kind of big tough guy. Because you're not, again.
Yeah, Patrick, stop being such a big tough guy all the time. You're always
going to
houses and pretending you're going to fight them.
Yeah, I always want to. I always challenge people to boxing matches and then back out. I'm a tough guy.
In your mouth, you'd cry. You'd walk away. You'd do nothing.
So he thinks about this. He's like, if I popped you in the mouth, you'd cry. You'd walk away. You'd do nothing. Now, you think Slam Piece tells him that? Like, you're the strongest, baby. You'd hit him in the mouth and he'd probably just walk away and do nothing. Yeah. She rubs his chest. Who's a good boy?
I'd probably cry if you hit me in the mouth. Like, I wouldn't want to escalate the situation. Like, I'm not in a fight.
I assume Slam Piece is reasonable. She's the reasonable one. He probably goes to her and goes, oh my gosh, I could smack her in the face. He'd be crying. No one's fighting anyone, Aaron. Calm down. Here.
Hold on. You assume that the woman.
Yes.
That. He was fucking on the side during his first marriage.
Yep.
Who he then left when he knocked up his wife in the middle of divorce proceedings.
I'm listening.
Who he then went back to after the divorce was finalized. Who he then kicked to the curb after he met April because then blonde. Who he then ran back to after marriage with April failed for another round 5 years later. You think she's the reasonable one?
Okay, maybe I should say more reasonable than Aaron is maybe what I should say. But also, remember this, though, when you're painting this picture for us all, is that this is a single mother in central Minnesota.
Hmm.
So I don't know what the options are. This guy, he makes a shit ton of money begging for it every day.
Does he?
For Minnesota, yeah.
I think a lot of his donations come from Steel Toe, it seems like, this week.
Right. You do fucking nothing. So don't, like, I put the kids.
It's weird that the guy with a mic that speaks into a microphone for a living needs to physically threaten people. Like, it's.
And then back down immediately if anybody accepts. That's the problem.
You do fucking nothing. So don't, like, I put the kids, you know. Now I have kids, so it's okay for me to be a total queer with my dog. You're just a lonely, morbidly obese man. It's a little weird, but you should own it. You should stop.
They do give you a voucher when a kid is born with the birth certificate. They give you a, like, you have 10 queer instances with your dog vouchers.
Denying it. But then again, I suppose if you have a stupid audience and they'll just buy it, why not?
Now, I saw, Carl, you did a recap of this entire dog situation.
I did.
So basically, he's about to admit that they went to Petco and took their dog. That's a treat for their dog.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most disgusting practice I think humans engage in, bringing their pet to the pet store as if the pet is a child. Like, he says he has kids. So the fact that he can't differentiate between the perceptive abilities of his dog versus his daughter. Like, he thinks the dog's excited. Like, we're going to a toy store and I get to pick out anything in the store. And right. Like, the dog doesn't enjoy the retail environment. It doesn't know a pet store from an auto parts store.
No. Patrick, little kids like Weird Al Yankovic concerts and dogs mm-hmm. like pet stores. What don't you understand?
Okay. Sorry. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
It is amazing to watch that, though. Like, watching them get mad at me for exposing their guy as a liar, which I do all the time. I mean, it's effortless. I've done it 9,000 times every time at they least. Try to do it to me.
Yep.
He's so good with numbers. Now I believe all his ratings. He's owned me 9,000 times. Why isn't that streak on the board?
So why is he doubling down on this you dress up your dog thing when we proved it on the last This Little Piggy that was a stock photography from 9 years ago?
And Citizen M released a video last night where he basically admits he was the one who started that. He sent, I guess, this martini dog to another one of these low-level retarded streamers, Comedy Shaman. And somehow it got leaked over to Aaron. So both of these guys bought it, that it was my dog. But it's like, it's been shown over and over again that it's not, and he's burying his head in the sand. Isn't it amazing how he doesn't watch anything, but he catches everything that's against his detractors?
Right.
But whenever there's a, it's Carl, even you
made
remember
up things. Yeah.
You remember that when he called you out and said, like, why can't Carl admit he was wrong about that? And I think you had Kiki on or something, and you were like, I did admit it. I admitted that
for weeks.
And Kiki told him.
Yeah, for weeks he was saying, and Carl was saying, I'm not even divorced. I bet he's running around saying he didn't say that. I'm like, no. I immediately said I was wrong, and I had people on my show to tell me how I got it so wrong.
And you were trying to give him the benefit of doubt of not being right. a complete psycho.
Correct. For not lying to his audience for 6 months straight. I'm like, there's no way that was what was happening. Oh, wait, no, it was. Oh, okay.
Exactly what was happening. Yeah,
fire. It's just, I don't know. They're not gonna care. Like, if he just admits he dresses his dog up, here's what he doesn't understand. Maybe it's too much pride, maybe it's scarring from Red Bar. I don't know. He doesn't have any fans. Nobody's there for him. He's shown that. He tried to do a show like I do. He tried to be Aaron Imholt. He failed. He tried to be Steel Toe. He failed. He wanted to do biting commentary. He wanted to talk about the...
Steel Toe thinks he does biting commentary.
I heard his take on Britney Spears yesterday. Where
she
he
crazy?
Goes, well, yes, but also still hot. And if she went into your local bar, she'd be able to go home with any guy she wanted to. Pretty biting commentary, if you ask me.
Especially Aaron. He'll kick Slam Piece to the curb again. Slam Piece, could you have your stuff out? I got Brittany coming over.
Nobody gave a shit because I'm funnier than he is and I'm smarter than he is. So I do a better show. They are all there because they hate me. I'm the lightning rod. I'm the draw. He still, I think, is in denial of that because he's wanted this for so long, people to listen to him. But, like, you tried to be me and you couldn't. Like, you're trying to be the anti-me and you're even not doing so hot at that.
It's weird that this is his members-only show. He's talking to you directly right now.
We were listening to Blind Mike on the drive back from Riverside yesterday, and I never thought about this before, but he does a show that is almost completely aimed at people who don't like the show.
Right.
He addresses the people who don't like the show far more than the people who like the show. He goes, now, if you're sitting here watching it going like, look, I love Steel Toe. It's my favorite show, but I got to give you money. It's like, what I would tell you is, like, it's $5 or $10 and that's the least you could do. Like, we don't ask for a lot over here. It's like he's constantly talking to people who don't give and don't like him and who are hating on him in the chat. He'll spend 20 minutes berating an unknown person in the chat for a comment he won't even repeat. He just goes after them. So, like, the rest of the audience, if you were listening, you're, like, lost on what he's even...
Well,
what
also,
triggered him.
How many times does he say, probably multiple times per episode, if something good happens to him, he's like, and I'm sorry you're mad about that, guys. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, something good happens to me. You guys get angry. Maybe you shouldn't get angry. I don't know what to tell you. It's like, whose audience are you talking to?
The required reading that you need to... The required reading or required viewing you need before you understand the context of a Steel Toe show is insane.
Yeah,
like, you
point.
Need to watch... Every Stalin clip, every Doom clip, every So Thorough Joe Borrow.
Yeah, he doesn't set anything up well.
Right. And then you watch those clips and then he comments on those to his audience, which he says doesn't watch those clips. So right. there's, how does anyone understand or enjoy
this? It really is for us. His show is for us. He's catering right. to us because he knows we're the only ones watching to talk about it.
Yeah, there's those shows where, like, and it hasn't happened in a long time, but where he would get, like, the entire goal met within the first 30 minutes or whatever, because somebody would be like, I don't want to hear it today. Here's the money. You can literally watch his viewers, like, just fall off. They're like, he's not going to be screaming today about the goal. You know, and luckily you'll come back later and he'll be like, guys, since we knocked the whole goal out today, I just had an idea.
Let's do 2X.
What if we did that every day? What if you knocked out tomorrow? This could be the end of goals. I'm waiting for that. It's like a quarterly revelation that he has where he's like, what if we just didn't ask anymore and you did it?
Yeah, the last one was December 30th or 31st was the last time he came up with this brilliant idea of, guys, give me a ton more money now. Yeah, the end of goals.
And they don't stop. Like, he reaches the goal for something, he'll start, he'll ask for the next show, and in the next show, he'll always replace the part of the show he hates the most with more of the part of the show he hates the most.
I love it. I love that he's getting a new dryer. I love that he, you couldn't write the fact that he, for 2 weeks, railed on Melton dresses up his dog. Can you imagine being gayer than this?
Yep.
Being put in his place about that and proven false, and then immediately jumping to, guys, we dressed Gordy up this weekend.
But it's okay. Like, I have kids.
I couldn't write that if I tried.
Well, also, Adam Bush brought up a good point on my show when I showed him that, little piggy clip, where he goes, oh, I thought Aaron was saying that you really did dress up the dog or something. This is just a dog with a medical device. They just put the little olive thing behind it just to make it cute. It wasn't like a Halloween costume.
Yeah, first of all, I'm with you. It might have been Halloween. We don't know.
It might have been, but that wasn't the point.
Yeah, the point is that also a picture leaked out of April laying down in the park years ago with Gordy, and he had like a little scarf sweater thing on. So like, this isn't the first time he's done that. And you start to realize every single thing this guy does is projection. Every single thing. He said this week that he's talked to multiple radio stations again, and it's happening. Like, it's
but how insecure? How insecure is he about that then? So they put a hat on Gordy for Gordy's birthday, and Aaron's going, oh man, if this leaked out, I'd be clowned so hard for being gay. And then he sees a photo that he thinks is your dog, and he's jumping up and down giddy that, oh my gosh, Patrick will never be able to explain his way out of this one. This is so embarrassing.
He goes on these little imaginary flights of fancy all the time. Do you remember the time he thought Gino was going to get arrested for going into compound?
Going into compound, yes.
He sang songs for 30 minutes just trying to turn, again, he's not quick, so he can't do anything. Trying to turn songs into jail parody songs. They're country songs, so I don't even know what he was saying, but he'd be like, you can, like, hear him think, went on down to compound and got myself arrested. You can, like, watch him think of lyrics, and it's so painful to do. But, yeah, he revels in these imaginary punishments that he's inflicting directly on his enemies, but, like, boy, Gino's going to go to jail now. He's like, I looked it up. And breaking and entering is 3 years in prison.
Right.
And a $50,000 fine. And so that's what Gino's going to get. It's like, but if anyone does that to him about what's coming for him with his revenge porn case, he's like, horse shit.
I'm excited to see what the next accusation he throws at you is. Because it used to be sexually assaulted my daughter. It went to he's a pedophile. Mm-hmm. Then he hacked into my Gmail account. And then it was copyright stuff, and now it's you dress your dog up. Where's the next one?
I'm glad. Yeah,
is that a felony in Nevada, by the way, dressing your dog up? I haven't looked into that.
Luckily, I drove my dog across state lines for a play date.
That's right. You're like Tahoe,
so it didn't count.
Smart.
I'm glad you brought up accusations. It seems like apparently I didn't hear it, but I guess Nick has been alleging some things against Aaron, and he's got a question about that. Mm-hmm. This is I guess Nick did this a week ago, and Aaron's had enough. And I caught this one yesterday before I came back from California as well.
Sorry, it's all that cocaine I do during the show. Apparently, I did not know this. I was not aware of this, but
now he's having fun with this right now, right? Mm-hmm. He doesn't seem bothered by this.
Mm-hmm. It's been reported that I get up 3 to 4 times a show, and I'm going to do cocaine. I have a question, serious question, and I don't want this to be, you know, me going on the offensive because, you know, things are wrapping up for me, but at what point is shit actionable? Like, one thing I've proven over time, I have a pretty goddamn good sense of humor about myself.
Mm-hmm.
I laugh along, especially when it's, you know, crazy.
You know. Unless it's the truth. Then he has no sense of humor and shuts it down.
Yes, and thus this.
Unemployed drug addict saying wild, crazy shit about you. Like, accusations that you drugged somebody's kid. Saying for a fact that you know somebody's doing coke.
Nick didn't say, I know for a fact Aaron's doing. That never happened.
I mean, at what point do you stop giggling and going, ha, 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 and you go, really?
Now, this man has been saying, I sexually assaulted. He said,
"Yep,
Melton sexually assaulted my daughter."
Correct.
He has been calling me a pedophile for 7 months. Don't ask me how I know the exact time period. There are no fewer than about 127 shows, roughly, where he has mentioned that I'm a pedophile. Nick last week said he could be on cocaine. And now he's like, dude, like, these are serious allegations. How long should I wait before I sue this motherfucker? What? What? First of all, you're making up a thing. Nick never said, I know for a fact he's doing cocaine. You said I sexually assaulted your daughter. You said it in the past tense. Is she okay? This is banana. This blows my mind.
I didn't see the Nick clip. I didn't know about this until Aaron brought it up. So he's the one amplifying this. But I think that if Nick probably did that to fuck with him, and it worked.
Of course.
Yes.
And it worked because I was watching a clip where Aaron sits down and he just scratches his nose. He goes, oh, I'm not on coke though, guys. It's like he's thinking about that all the time, which is probably what Nick wanted to do, was to fuck with them.
Yeah, I think I saw this. Nick said that he wouldn't be surprised if SP is giving Aaron cocaine to do during the show. But that's what he said, which is like, it's not a factual statement. I don't think anyone there is saying that he's leveling an accusation from a position of knowledge.
Listen, I'll go out on a limb and say, I don't think Aaron could handle doing cocaine during his show. I don't think he could do it. But he's a pussy.
Aaron said he's done cocaine. He said he's done MDMA. Like, all of these things
he didn't like, he's it, done
on the show before.
To be fair, like, he did say there was still snow. So we don't really know if that's... But to your point, Carl, you know, the only thing he reacts like this about is true stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally the last time he had allegations of April doing cocaine, he reacted the same way. Like, dude, you better stop that. Like, this is serious. Like, this, you're fucking with somebody's life. It's like, he only reacts like this when stuff is true.
Yep.
So is there a possibility now, like, that he's on cocaine?
I don't think so.
And also to do that woman thing, the nudge in everyone's office. They're like, now look, I like jokes. I love to have fun. I'm all for fun. I like to bring in birthday cakes on people's birthday, and I'm okay with you putting up cartoons in your cubicle. I know a good time, but this is too much. It's like, we all know that person. It's like, who thinks they have an amazing sense of humor about stuff. They couldn't spell sense of humor if they tried. That's what he's doing here. It's like, this has been a week. This has been days that have gone by, and he's like, enough's enough. Like, at what point? It's been days. How much do I have to take before I before I'm able to sue. It's like, also, he's going to hire a lawyer. He wants more litigation.
Right. I know.
Where are you getting this money? You put the last lawyer on your credit card, you said. Like, now you have money to go. Now you're on the offensive. You're like, my stuff's almost cleared up, so it's time to start some shit.
He's on a winning streak. He's feeling good.
There's nothing I love more than jokes and the First Amendment, but when can I get these people to shut up legally?
Yeah, it's fascinating to me. Something else we should talk about this week is the Anthony Cumia return to radio, the syndication.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, this is good news for Aaron somehow.
He's acting like every radio station has reached out to him going, all right, we're bringing all the old radio guys back. How much you want?
It's shock jock season, baby.
Yep.
Yeah, first of all, the thing everyone's trying to figure out, and maybe it was a joke, Anthony Cumia said that he misunderstood the negotiation talks, and when he got his contract, he realized that the amount he was being paid annually is the amount he thought he was going to be paid weekly. He was off by an order of magnitude of 52?
Yes.
That's not an order of magnitude, but you get what I mean. The point is, I can't figure out a number that makes sense.
I know the answer now. Because Anthony reached out to me. Because I brought this up in my show, and I'm like, holy shit.
Are you allowed to share?
I'll tell you what I know. So I'm not going to tell you exact numbers, but this makes it make sense. Because my thought was like, was he offered $5,000 and he thought that was per episode, but that's his salary because WAPC can't afford to pay anyone? Like, I was trying to fathom what the number could be. It turns out they offered him a number that was an annual salary in the thousands, and he thought it was a number that was a per episode in the dollar amount. So he took a number that was pretty low, and he went, yeah, that's fine. I know where I'm at. I've been out of radio for 11 years. I'll do that. And then he gets the contract, and it's actually his base salary. And he's like, okay.
So hold on. Let me throw numbers. So, like, let me just put in numbers.
Hypothetical.
So you're saying they told him, like, we'll start you out at 200.
Right.
And he goes, 200 a show? It is what it is. It's a couple hours.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he just thought
but
in his
then
head.
He got the contract and it was $200,000
a
year.
Right. And he even said to me in the text, he's just like, my self-esteem is so low. I just assumed they were lowballing me and I didn't care. I just want to get my foot in the door and get back on the radio.
Right. So it's the reverse of what it sounds like.
Correct. Yes, okay. I was totally fooled by it.
They threw out the number 200, but they meant 200. Again, these are hypothetical numbers, but they meant 200,000 a year. They meant 200K.
Right. That's not the number, but yes, exactly.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure it was 125. The point is, okay, so that makes sense. But my question is, Aaron has already offered to go to any radio station for free.
Right.
When this happened, if he truly is still in their radar and still their boy, when this happens...
Hey, Patrick! Hey, Moody! Hire me as your product manager for Super Tip! I ain't cheap, I ain't pretty, but I am charmingly disgruntled!
We're on a hiring freeze. When this happens, will those program directors or HR people say, now we heard you're willing to work for free? Like, because you'd be stupid to offer him a salary once he said, I'll do radio for free, right?
Of course. He's already shown that he doesn't believe he's worth anything. Aaron has always been a guy who sells his own advertising. He's never accepted a salary. He's always said, all right, I'll go out and sell ads against my own show.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a market that's like, I don't know, maybe 59th or 75th. I don't even know.
Right.
I've never heard of such a thing. I used to be in media and media sales and... There was no
really.
Yeah. There was no on-air. There was no. I was on the buying side, but there was no on-air talent that was ever selling their own advertising. It's unheard of.
Yeah, you'd have on-air talent that would like do ads, but they weren't the ones who sold those ads.
No, of course not. Like they would go to the restaurant to get a comped meal, to get a free meal, but they weren't negotiating the terms of the advertising.
Yeah, it's usually not like a radio station in a building. It's usually like Cox has a broadcast facility with 5 to 10 stations that broadcast out of there, and there's a sales department that sells across all the stations, right? And
then, of course.
But that's not him. He's getting in his Buick Lucerne and going and seeing Vape Shop Benny and Midland Armory. Like, wouldn't you like to?
If you're in a small enough market, though, that makes sense. Like, it's the same guy that's doing 3 or 4 jobs
right.
all at the same time.
Aaron was probably editing like his own intros and stuff, right, or having or having Corey do it. Somebody who knew
he's
that
not
kind of
editing.
Stuff.
He's pulled up three YouTube tabs that he clicks play and pause on between.
But, I mean, to the point though, and I think we've talked about this before. The fact that he wants to get back on radio so badly is so misguided. He wants to get back on radio so that he has the call letters, so when he gets the appointment to pitch the sale, he can say, I'm on 97.2 or 97.3, whatever it is. Wouldn't he behoove himself to actually build his audience using every platform you can, you know, Rumble and YouTube, and you could pull out the data that shows you the analytics and the audience demographics and geographics and have all that stuff and build your own sales material and go in and sell the advertising. Nothing's stopping him from, he has a show now with a local audience. Nothing's stopping him from selling his advertising. So him getting a job on the radio does not mean he's all of a sudden going to start selling advertising. No one's buying radio ads anymore. Facebook put them out of business.
He keeps thinking that we are his worst haters. We hope he does. I don't. I hope he gets on the radio. I hope he goes to, like, he buys a lottery ticket and gets $10 million. There is nothing that he could achieve or get, like, any sort of windfall that can come his way that will lead him to a happy life in his current state. He's going to be miserable regardless of any good that comes to him. And I am here for it, and I want to see that. So... Let all blessings, let everything good come his way, and let's get some popcorn and sit back. Because
I hope
be
you make $1 million.
Genuinely, I hope he does.
But you were talking about on your show, Carl, about how Kumia, when he got fired, you didn't understand it because he didn't do, you know, because Opie was doing this thing like, oh, he's going to have to be on his best behavior on radio.
Right.
And you were like, well, he never wasn't on his best behavior. Like, he didn't get fired from Sirius for doing something against Sirius's terms of service or
it wasn't FCC anything he did on set or did on air. Right.
He did something on Twitter. It was totally unrelated. At that time, it was probably, you know, pretty nascent that people were like getting in trouble at work for their social media stuff. Mm-hmm. And he got let go for that. And Aaron got let go because he used his radio station's airwaves to launch an attack, a coordinated attack, and send people after a woman who did nothing to him other than be better than him in broadcasting and take a job.
It's a very big difference. Yeah, good point.
How does he reconcile Anthony Kumia getting invited back to FM radio as, oh, okay, they'll probably take us all back now? It's like, you're not in the same bucket, pasta bucket, of Anthony Kumia. They're not like, all right, well, somebody got Kumia, my pick. They're not looking in the bucket right, going like, oh, we got Aaron Imholt in here. No, you did violate the radio station's, whatever it is, morality clause or you know, I imagine you get in trouble on Facebook for doing that.
Well, then he got kicked off of Twitch, like, too. So if you're looking at it like, did he learn his lesson after that? No, not even close.
Every legal situation he's been in has been radio related, like, or like broadcast related.
Yeah.
They're violating the HRO. He did that on his live stream.
Yep.
Sharing the nudes of Kayla. He did that on his live stream. It's just, he cannot stop himself from getting into trouble while broadcasting.
You're right, though. He got kicked off Twitch after he got kicked off radio. He gets kicked off YouTube frequently.
Right.
You know, who knows how many, he probably has one or two strikes sitting there on his back end. Well, we don't know, but.
He got kicked off the Ricada bed.
He had to sleep on the fridge.
I got a little tidbit I can share today. This is new information. I have seen a photo of this fridge. I've seen this fridge with my very own eyes, and it came with a bottle opener that you have to attach yourself to the fridge. But so, like, it's a little beverage fridge. You get a bottle out, you have a beer. He mounted this bottle opener upside down.
Oh, no.
You'd literally have to hold the bottle upside down. We're talking about a real man's man. He's got to get a neighbor to come over and help start his grill. This is a push-button pellet grill. He mounted the bottle opener on the fridge upside down. I've seen the photo of it. And then to just go like,
Right. Yeah.
This is a meat and cheese fridge anyway. I don't even know why I screwed that on.
Did he even know that it was a bottle opener? I think he would have thought it was a handle. Like he, ugh. A little.
Oh, God. Yeah. I thought maybe it was a kickstand holder.
It does look like a little knob.
It does look like a little knob.
That bends upwards. He's like, all knobs need to bend upwards.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by the Return to Radio arc, and I really do hope it happens, because there I can't think of anything funnier than to get a hold of this stream of him doing radio. But the thing about it, he'll have breaks to like get his thoughts together. Anybody can do 8 minutes at a time in between ads.
Well, he keeps changing his story about the radio gig. So first it was, on January 1st last year, it was all set up. And then all this stuff happened in May. And then everything was put on hold. And then remember back in November, he made a phone call or sent an email. And they're like, yeah, we're still interested. And then now this year, they're still interested, but they're waiting for someone to retire.
Yeah. It goes back even further. You can go to spring, summer 2023. And he announced that by Labor Day, he'd be back on radio and there'd be no more goals on the program.
Right. Yes.
Labor Day 2023. Yep. So it's like, this has been a can he has kicked down the road. I mean, the poor can.
Like, I'll be honest with you guys, and I'm sure you're the same way as I am. I have projects that I'm working on in the background, and some of them take a very long time, and some of them never come to fruition. And you know what I'm really glad about? I never bring them up. Because it would look like I was a failure if I told you guys all the shit that I'm trying to have happen that doesn't come to fruition.
Failure is a normal part of trying to do stuff.
Yes, so right.
Things aren't going to work out. That's normal. You try a bunch of shit.
I can't imagine bragging about something that I haven't done yet, thinking that maybe it'll happen.
Well, it's the thing I always say about the fat girl posting on Facebook that she's going on a diet, and then she gets all the likes. There's a component of it that it's failure, like you couldn't get it across the line, but there's also a component where I don't really want to try. I don't really want to put any effort. Chad
does this exact same thing all the time.
Two of these guys, like, sign up for my Patreon. I got a lot of stuff coming. I'm working on a lot of, soon we're going to have a new, Opie and I are talking, maybe we're going to do an afternoon show, or like, well, I'll sign up when you do that.
Remember when Chad was talking about how he was going to have a six pack by July and he's going to get into shape and stop drinking? It's just like, just do all those things. And then in July, you can come and brag about it. Don't tell us in January.
He likes handles, not six packs.
He's changed as well. So if he goes back to the radio, I mean, it's not the same broadcaster that was on the radio 5 years ago. He's a different person that's always addressing the internet. Right. He's going to get sponsors, sure, that he starts to advertise for. People are going to hate on him, and then they're going to start contacting his sponsors. Is he going to start going, go and contact my sponsors? There's nothing you could do. Leave them Google reviews. Like, he'll start to antagonize his audience in the same way that he's doing now, and that'll lead to things that those businesses can't handle.
Yeah, like the gym.
What? Speaking of the gym.
You know something? Hey.
Hold on. Hey, Scott.
Why is the gym not a sponsor?
Good question. Yeah.
This is not only does he work there, help out there, coach there, train there. This is one of his good friends, Scotty. Why is the gym not a sponsor?
You know he's asked him about it.
It seems like Aaron's not as close of friends with Cheetos, the owner of Stoney's, as he is with Scott. But Cheetos, first of all, everybody remind Aaron on Sunday or Monday that he hasn't given away Stoney's gift cards in 2 months. He always forgets. And then we'll remind him and he'll go, I just got the new batch from Cheetos. So remind him he hasn't done that in a while. I don't think he gets any money for the sponsorships. I think he literally gets gift cards, and he keeps that logo down on his screen because it's so important to him to have a sponsor. That's what radio shows do, Carl. Yep. They get up at 6 a.m. They have sponsors that are local, and they do pro shows. That's what radio, and they make money. So that's what Aaron's show is about.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me in from my Wegman studio here in Rochester, New York. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, so this is John Geyer, who thinks he's like, he thinks he's got a big channel now.
Yeah.
Like he gets blown away.
Yeah.
And here's Scott, who's one of the most embarrassing. Like this poor old man does not understand the internet at all.
Well, even
himself from just looking like a fucking, again, Aaron's a goober, but yeah. Like this is what Aaron's gonna turn into. Like, oh hey now, the internet thing stay no. Like, yeah, maybe.
And not to jump the gun, but what we're about to hear, Aaron's going to explain the next day that Scott doesn't know what he's saying, but everyone else knows what he's saying. Like you have to know Scott to understand the words that are coming out of his mouth.
Well, also Scott says something very interesting here. What this leads me to believe is that Aaron has completely spinned Scott. Like Scott doesn't know what's really going on. Scotty doesn't know.
Right.
Oh fuck. Why does it keep doing that? I don't know how this stuff works, Carl. It's all right.
For those of you out there that are curious about Aaron Immelt, he's here every Sunday.
First of all, is he a gym owner, coach, or is he a proctologist? Why does he have these gloves on? Does anybody know?
Scotty doesn't know that Aaron's in his gym every Sunday.
So this is interesting because I don't believe this. This is nuts. Aaron has his children on the weekend, every other weekend, and Aaron does a members-only show on the weekend, and Aaron drinks on the weekend.
Well,
on
also,
Sundays, especially during football season.
I was going to say, football season just ended. Like, football season, there's no way Aaron's doing anything but watching the Vikings.
Well, and we've heard Aaron say he goes on Wednesdays and Thursdays. We've heard that. We've never heard Aaron say I go on Sundays to the gym. And now Scott's saying Aaron's here every Sunday.
Right.
Like, how? Unless it's keying in and cleaning up. I do think he works part time there. There's 100% he's collecting money from this gym, and it's always ambiguous about how. I think he cleans. I think he picks up towels, starts loads of laundry, wipes down counters, puts gloves away. You know, whatever it is. Like, what is he doing there? We know it's not lifting weights.
And, Aaron is working with me. Aaron is helping with me.
Aaron is working with me. Aaron is helping with me. I mean, these aren't even phrases.
Nope.
All you haters of Aaron Immelt, yeah, he's here. This is America I'm standing up for.
So this is the second time he's mentioned, like, this is America. This is what we do. This is boxing. This is America, and I'm sticking up for him.
Mm-hmm.
The woman beater.
Revenge pornographer.
Okay. Whatever Aaron's telling Scott is not reality.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. There's something
here that really makes me believe it. Listen to this.
I'm going to represent him too. So all you pricks out there that don't like him, bring it on. You know, sticks and stones may break my bones.
You know, actually,
words,
the last two nights, nobody said anything.
Really?
Again, that just means nobody's watching your channel.
Mm-hmm.
If you think nobody's talking about Aaron Immelt on the internet because you didn't get any comments on your channel, that's not. And again, Aaron's not at the gym, so people aren't watching anymore. Like, if Aaron's not there.
Way to shit on the guy's point. He was on a roll. He's just like, actually, that's not happening at all. It's like, well, I know, but I'm kind of in the middle of mid-rant right here.
Responded up. Everybody thought we forgot. I will not forget. Because you can dog me. I think I got 99 bad reviews. Nobody believed you people out there.
Yeah, but it's so funny.
The gym got 99 bad reviews. Nobody believes you.
You know why? Because we had a full house again for the gym.
Okay, so Scott was so concerned about these bad reviews, he had to go in and argue with every single person and explain, that can't be the case. You've never been to my gym because of this thing and that thing. And now all of a sudden he's just like, and by the way, no one even cares. No one even believes it. It's like, well, then why did you feel like you had to spend hours of your life responding to each one with paragraphs of information?
So just so you know, everybody, your reviews are doing nothing. Good luck.
Right.
For kickboxing.
Look at that. I respect the grind. Nice gym. Somebody just donated $2.
Okay, so they just got a super chat for $2. Let's see what Scott thinks about that.
We've never had a donation.
But we've never had a donation.
Sick.
And just like Aaron, when he gets this small victory, it's suck my dick time.
offer in 27 years. So, you know, all you people that don't like that one guy, okay, I don't give a shit.
Hey, we haven't had a donation in 27 years, and we got our first donation. So, all you people, take that. Take that. We got $2.
Yeah.
Also, Jonathan got $2. The gym didn't get it.
By sticking with Aaron, he got $2. It is a clearly profitable road to go down.
You guys are losers. You have nothing to do. Maybe get your ASS down here.
Get your ASS down here. This guy here is really a clown.
He said shit just before, like two sentences ago.
Yeah,
but like, ASS is a swear word.
Work, sweat. That's what it's about. That's why I'm still here. That's why you're behind a, you know, you're afraid to show
watching up. Him not be able to come up with keyboard or computer is insane. That's why you're behind a the buttons crockpot manifold.
That's what it's about. That's why I'm still here. That's why you're behind a
I just realized this guy. This guy's a Looney Tunes cartoon. That voice actor.
I said.
Yeah.
He's Yosemite Scott. What in tarnation are y'all doing? Get your ASS down here. Get on the other end of my double barrel shotgun.
Something and with you're afraid to show your face. You people live in Florida, New Hampshire, Boston, California.
What are some other states, Scott,
that people may be from?
No, I think he's clicking on Google profiles.
Right? Oh, okay.
If he knows that there's people who are reviewing his gym from Florida, Boston, New Hampshire, like he's looking in on this.
What do you know about Minnesota?
All you people that are dogging him. Well, you know something? I don't say too much except now, and I hate talking. I lead by example. Again, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt. You can't destroy a business that's been here this long, no matter what you say.
You can't destroy a business that's been here this long.
Also,
anyone want to tell that to Sears?
How about Kodak?
Words will never hurt me. I mean, Aaron's first misdemeanor with his wife was based on words that he said that hurt her.
Well, again, to the point of, is Aaron controlling what Scott knows and believes? He says something.
And I don't care what you say. Call me. It doesn't matter. Okay, I'm a little long-winded.
He said call him.
You can call him.
Like, Carl, what say you on crossing these lines when you get permission from the...
Well, I mean, if he's inviting it, if he wants to talk to people, then that's fine. I won't stop
him. And I don't care.
Maybe he's lonely. I don't know.
So if anybody has Scott's cell phone number...
I don't know who Aaron Immelt is, but you know something? Hey, innocent till proven guilty. Again, it's all hearsay. It's all words.
Innocent until proven guilty. It's all hearsay. It's all words. Now, jumping ahead a little bit, we know that Aaron's bragging about this plea deal. Like, what do you think that plea part of that deal is? That would be him admitting guilt.
Correct.
There's no plea deal where you go, okay, no contest. There's no plea deal where they're like, you're innocent and you're free to go.
Right.
Seal.
I know that $50 fine could be... He's fining the government for wasting his time with horse shit.
Aaron 100% has told Scott this is horse shit.
Right.
This is nothing. Mm-hmm. And they're all just trying to spread rumors about me. Meanwhile, he committed the crime live on his show. We all know that. There's no doubt in anyone's mind, from the judge to the prosecutor to Aaron's own lawyer.
Gino confirmed it. Keanu confirmed it.
Everyone knows this happened.
Yes.
He did it. He broke a law. This is all hearsay and innocent until proven guilty. Well, what happens when Aaron pleads guilty? Will Scott go back and be like, okay, you got me. Like,
right, yeah.
I think Aaron is really good at controlling simple people's opinions. Yes. Matt, Johnny, I think the people who bailed have functioning brain cells and start thinking for themselves, including April. I think at some point, Corey Adam, Adrian Washington, the Gary, the old manager of his station, all these people like go like, all right, this guy is like lying about everything. This guy is a manipulator. And people like Scott stick around like, oh, this is all nothing.
It's like those,
you can't prove it.
It's like those Nigerian scam emails where they purposefully misspell words and have all sorts of different fonts. It's like they want that. They want the people who think it's a scam to not respond. But everyone who responds is going to be a gullible person that you can scam. So it's like a self-selecting group of people.
Yeah.
That's what Aaron has around him.
You just got me thinking about something. So Aaron was bragging about how him and Scott talk on the phone every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a person in my life that I talk to on the phone every day.
I try not to talk on the phone every day.
Correct. But if you're trying to manipulate a situation and you want someone to believe something, you might have to put information into their head consistently in order to get... Right? Like, why else would you need to talk to Scott, a guy who just said he'd go to the gym once a week on Sundays? Why do you have to talk to him every day?
Who else brags about talking to a lot of people on the phone all the time?
Stuttering John.
Chad Zuma.
Yep.
I talk to Florentine every day. This is one of his favorite lines. Dude, I've talked to so many comics on the phone about you.
Yeah, Melton. Right. Yep.
Like, so again, first of all, I don't even not believe him. I think Chad calls people and goes
just to
like,
control the narrative.
Won't believe what Melton did.
Yep.
And they're like, who? What? We don't.
Well, look, I've talked to Florentine. You know, we've hung out a few times, and Jim doesn't believe anything that Chad's telling him, but he enjoys the conversation.
I talked to Florentine at the first AC meetup. He was there.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, he rolls his eyes and thinks Chad's a moron.
Like, of course.
I know. Again, Florentine's son rips Chad to shreds online.
Mm-hmm.
Just relentlessly trolls Chad online. Do you think Florentine's going to him like, hey, that's my friend, leave him alone. He's a smart guy. He's one of the best openers. No, Florentine throws Chad enough crumbs to leave Florentine alone.
Yeah.
You can
but he also enjoys the program. He enjoys hearing what Chad's crazy rants are, then watching MLC and seeing how he interacts with Kevin Brown. Like, Florentine enjoys all of this shit.
Yeah, I'm sure he's having a great time.
Right.
But again, if Florentine thought Chad was an amazing comic and deserved to be working, he'd throw more than one or two gigs a year when it comes to Florentine.
Nobody thinks that. Nobody in the world thinks that.
Tell that to Nick Swartzen.
I will.
I think there's something gay going on there. Ladies and gentlemen, this is this little piggy, which means we've got a goal to contend with. Mm. And we got about 30 super tips stacked up. Let's see here. Krautcat says Foghorn Leghorn Scott.
Foghorn Leg Scott. Yes, that's perfect.
I got the foghorn. I got the foghorn part. Keel says Scott had ample opportunity to distance himself from Aaron. No sympathy anymore for him. He is shooting himself in the foot. Look, you can't shoot a foot that's been around this long. You can't. This is boxing, okay?
Bing, boom, boom. Bang, boom, boom.
Kim Smith says, AI Moody switch to male voice. How does it work? You know what this is about?
No clue.
I don't know either.
That bitch Cheeto steps all on the cocaine he sells. Fuck you, stonies, you honky punk bitches.
That's all hearsay.
Honky punk. That's a good genre for a bar. MMC, so the coach is training Owen Benjamin now? Does it look like Owen Benjamin?
My cousin Ray gonna get hold of Aaron's Central Minnesota hips and take him all the way to Pound Town. Ray's gonna stretch his turd maker properly. If it were Noodle Figgit.
My boy Aaron loves that ADDRAL. He chews up those things like Tic Tacs. Ever notice how tired the toe gets a few days every month? Mm-hmm. Because he's jonesing for those delicious orange boys.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't see a world where Aaron again, it's sunflower seeds cut his fragile mouth. Mm-hmm. He had a 5-milligram gummy and couldn't walk for 3 days.
Alcohol's his drug of choice.
He drinks.
Yeah.
He put a picture of a red pink drink in his cigar on Twitter and said it was an old fashioned. It had a lemon. It had a lemon wedge and cherries in it. And again, it was pink.
Yeah.
It's not old fashioned. Oh, it's a classic old fashioned. I'm like, pretty sure that's Kool-Aid or something. I don't even know.
He poured Snapple into it.
Look, it's grenadine and seltzer.
No,
if you're having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 reviews and Aaron eats cum.
Hit me. I like it.
That's sorry, great. What were you saying, Carl?
When Aaron was describing the night of the strip club, and he's there and he's tired, and he's like, guys, can we go? And they gave him a bump of coke, and he's like, whoa!
Would require.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. It's like Will Ferrell in Old School, where he's just streaking down the street after a bump of coke. And then they get back to the hotel or wherever they were staying, and they all want to play Naked Twister, and Aaron's like, guys, come on, it's 4 a.m. They give him another bump of cocaine. He's like, whoa! He's like fucking shot out of a cannon again. He told that story. He had 2 bumps of coke over an entire night's time.
Yeah.
There's like, no way he's doing coke on his show.
Yeah, I think his ecosystem is far too fragile for that.
Allocution, where the judge will ask questions. It also seems unlikely he would get off without way more than $50. Court costs are much more than that.
Aaron will also most likely get some sort of suspended sentence in jail based on successful completion of a long probation.
Yeah, my instinct, and we haven't gotten to it yet, but the Aaron plea deal, my instinct is, there's something he's not telling us. There's some part of this.
Even he's confused by it. He goes, I don't understand why this came about. There was no conversations, and then they offered us a deal that we couldn't even imagine would come true.
I don't know why they'd go from, we've said we're subpoenaing 5 people,
mm-hmm.
felony trial, but date whether bench trial, jury trial, yep. Date set. You know what? You got $50 on you.
Right.
And he doesn't.
I'm good for it.
Yeah. Check tomorrow's goal. Miss Tay has it, I'm sure. Peter Sky Parker, why aren't your super tips blurry like Carl's?
Work on that, Melton.
Just being a pro over here. The pun, the one pun. The gym is probably all sex predators and mush brains. It's definitely one of those.
I've read the reviews. I think that's true.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year to Blade. Numero uno, Mike Morse fan. The funniest part of Aaron's show this week is when he felt the need to point out where he goes to the bathroom off camera and then had to clarify it was a bathroom, not just peeing in a corner. Yeah, that's what Gordy does.
He really does just like bring things and shows them to the camera, or like talks about every little aspect of his life. It's
very Chad.
Very much like a dog. Yeah,
very,
like a dog.
Very hypocrisy police.
Yeah, how come you guys ever talk about peeing in the toilet? We don't even know where you guys pee.
I just assume people could put the math together in their head.
Right.
I stuffed pennies in the vents on your computer car, and now it smells like my monthly friend.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, I love my conditions. My conditions are the best thing that's ever happened to me. I couldn't be happier about my conditions.
Yeah, that was a weird one on Monday. This is before the news came down. The good news came down about the trial.
Yeah.
But yeah, he said that I'm begging for those conditions to be permanent.
Yeah, he wants them extended. He loves that he can't talk about his ex-wife.
Isn't it weird that he's begging for a restriction of talking about Kayla to be permanent? It's like you can just voluntarily not talk about Kayla. He's like,
yep.
I can't. I actually do need someone's thumb holding me accountable.
But this is what drives him, in my opinion, this is what makes him so mental, is that the words coming out of his mouth don't match anything in reality. And there's a cognitive dissonance that builds up over time. And the point that I want to make, and we'll get to it when we talk about the plea deal he took, is he was telling us how he had not a care in the world and he wasn't worried about it or concerned. There's not going to be an issue. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden he gets this plea deal and he's like, I'm so relieved. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me. It's the best news I ever heard. I was so stressed out about this. You're like, okay, so you were lying about that.
He's lying about everything. But at a minimum, if he did get this deal or whatever, it proves that he's a liar about that. I was telling Moody the same exact thing. I go, he's proving what a wreck he was.
He was tripping over himself to talk about how much of a relief this is.
This made him turn on his best friend, Will Heron. Now he thinks all Clippers are mentally ill and psychotic, he said. He said, like, you've got to be, like,
probably
psycho
true.
To be clipping shows. You get, like, if you're clipping shows, you got to be psycho. It's like, okay, 3 months ago, you loved the Clippers because then you don't have to clip. You said Doom's a stand-up honest guy, right? If you said that Doom was part of the liberal media and lies. And it's what we always say, that whatever serves him in the present, but like, how dumb do you have to be to not catch on to this flip-flopping, constant opinion shifting? Or are there truly, you know, what he says about me, he doesn't have any fans. Is everyone in on it? Is everyone just fucking with him? Literally. Poignant Pachyderm, Gray Duckling, Miss Tay, whoever his donators are who give him stuff all the time. Are they just fucking with him and don't like him?
Like, there's some percentage
of
them, for sure.
Is everyone retarded?
There's some percentage of the people he thinks are the good ones that are fucking with him. It could be 100. It could be 2, but there's some percentage.
He said he doesn't even think about it. And now he's saying it was destroying his family. It's been a weight on his shoulders. It's been preventing him from living his life.
The chat makes a good point. Nick the milkman, gives him money every day. That's clearly someone fucking with him.
Yes.
Why would you not want it lifted so that people can say Kayla in your chat and you don't have to moderate it all the time? Like, it's clearly
he's lying, Moody.
Right.
It's a ridiculous thing to say. So stupid.
When nobody is looking, I open a can of cinnamon rolls, throw away the dough, and smear the icing all over Gordy. Then I lick him clean while wearing his party hat.
That's embarrassing.
Okay. Okay. Is it gay for the dog to dress up with a man?
Mr. Bishonio, DA saw the clown show a trial would bring. Yeah, maybe. But I can't see them. Like, they would just make it like, okay, no gallery. Like,
or kick people out of the gallery if they're being disruptive.
I mean, that happens really fast. You'll get held in contempt if you're in
court. The DA's not watching this little piggy as we're all declaring we're going to this trial.
First of all, watch your mouth.
Me and Swartzen are coming out. You can call us Swartzmuck. I blew out his back every night in Key West after copious Tito's and coconut shrimp. Yum.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but Nick Swartzen's not drinking anymore. He quit like a year and a half ago. Remember he had that meltdown in Colorado?
Yeah.
And I saw him being interviewed on some show, and he does not drink anymore. So it's not like he's partying with Chad. So I wonder why he wants Chad around. Yeah,
it's weird because Chad said he was drinking and partying in Key West.
Oh, well.
If Nick's not there, I guess it's very possible that Chad was at a straight bar hitting on straight girls.
I want to thank Gino and Kiki for refusing to testify against me. Free at last.
Hey, buddy.
I'm only pretending. I'm excited for Kumia to be back. I'm actually not cool with it because I've been using his voice and delivery for the last 5 years and don't have a real voice anymore.
Isn't it weird how they're peers again after just months ago when Kumia kind of went off on him? He didn't like it and he disavowed Kumia and downplayed Kumia and where he's at in his career now. He's like, well, look, if I was Kumia, I'd be bitter and talk shit about me too because I have a chance of going back at radio and he's just lonely. His company failed. He had to move to South. Same stuff Opie says, you know, like couldn't afford New York anymore. It's like, yeah, I'm sure that's it. I'm sure Anthony Kumia can't afford to live in New York. I'm sure that's it.
I would have taken Gordy on a doggy play date, but that's gay. He'd rather go to Petco or be locked in the attic.
Petco is the best bakery. I want more delicious cake pops.
I, too, enjoy eating dog biscuits.
He said that he took Gordy on a birthday walk.
which is nuts.
That made me sad.
That's sad.
Not as sad as waking up this morning and finding out there are only two eagles, two little baby eagles in that nest.
Oh, no. They lost one?
It was a really bad snowstorm the past day. But it's not there. So I'm really worried about the baby eagles.
Maybe flew away.
I made him watch a video of a baby chick falling off a cliff. He couldn't handle it. I almost cried.
I really am a big blubbering baby. I can't.
I'm like, it lives. It lives. Don't worry.
That last chat was from Mary Beth Johnson, who will be at Hackamania, yes. Hackamania.com in Vegas, May 9th through 11th.
Along with her trophy husband.
That's right.
Another win for the toe. I pled out to a sex charge. FM radio, here I come.
Right. Yeah, good point.
What's crazy also, about that is that he's like, this isn't. He was like, I did something wrong. It wasn't. You know, that's not being a good father. That's not being. He was saying that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But then he also said, like, I don't want to celebrate this. It's not a time to celebrate. he also said, I'm trying not to gloat. And then later on X, he posted a picture of a cigar and his old fashioned / Kool-Aid drink, and he said, so much to celebrate tonight. It's like he's never acknowledged the victim of this fucking thing he's done. It's always about a thing that happened to him.
He had to tell himself not to gloat. He's like, now I had to tell myself, don't start gloating about this. Like, you just pled a misdemeanor revenge porn charge.
Yes.
You shouldn't be gloating.
Look, I don't like this whole like thing where like men only see like women's rights through like whether they have like a daughter or a wife, or like they don't see women as their own people. But Aaron's got an 11-year-old daughter. She's not far off maybe having a teenage boyfriend and maybe sharing pictures with him. If that kid then goes off and like shares her photos with other people, Aaron has no moral ground to stand on to be like, that shouldn't have happened. He should have been like, oh, that's horse shit. Like, that's fine. He could do that. Like,
when his daughter, who's not had anything other than a template for sexual debauchery, becomes sexually active in college and lets men take photos of her and those get shared on some revenge porn site or something, he literally precedent. Like, he'll have to go like, rule of toe. Like, this is all horse shit.
She'll be crying. Like, she'll be crying on her bed. He walks into the room, pats her on the back of the head, and he goes, baby, you know this is horse shit.
Right.
Like, why
like,
you,
who did
why
it
you
hurt?
Crying?
There's
no
who
did it
hurt? Yeah, who's the victim? He was high off a 5-milligram edible. There's no way he's on coke. I'm still unsure how he handled drugs the few times he dabbled. Yeah, I'd love to see him on coke, too. I actually would like to see him bouncing off the walls on coke.
He could not hang.
You guys notice the way you talk about Aaron is the same as a family talks about grandpa at his wake. Too bad. So sad, you lollipops.
You lollipops. A dollar from Aaron's pigtail peener, Kiefer Sutherland. Toe looks like Clay Dabbler made him out of marshmallow. I don't know about that.
The guys at this bar are so flattering. One offered to push in my stool, and another offered to serve me a shot of white from the tap. Oh, and no one knows Melton here. Why is my back sticky?
I wonder if he does do that to random people, like, you know Melton? You know about Melton? Aaron Pigtail Peener, stop muting Blind Mike Puppet and put the shades back on. Huh? Does anybody get these? Stop muting blind. Oh, are you the Blind Mike Puppet?
I think I'm the Blind Mike Puppet.
And put the shades back.
But I don't know what.
How do I make the AI Moody do stuff? I don't
know what's going on.
Do you
on.
Not know how to use Supertip? There's the URL right above Moody's head, supertip.gg/NLO. So scan the QR code. You'll figure it out. Mark Davis, Aaron is just coping like Stuttering John does. I mean, which part? Pretty much all of it. The real John Doe with $100 super tip. Thanks, boys. Consider it a donation towards the goal. We do. We actually do.
We're getting close to the goal now.
A donation towards the goal. So thank you very much.
Many colors in the steel toe rainbow. Don't be afraid to let your color shine. Many colors in the steel toe rainbow. Show me yours. I'm going to show you mine. If you find a pot of gold, every little thing is going to work out fine in the steel toe rainbow.
See you at Hackamania, boys. You do God's work.
Thank you, Hunter Duke. Aaron M. Holt leprechaun picture with a pot of goal.
A pot of goal. That's very funny. That was a Ween song, by the way. Well done, Hunter.
I assume so. When you know it and I don't, I'm like, it's probably Ween.
Yep.
AO1012. No more jokes, Moody. That was horrible. Who even knows what this was? That was 45 minutes.
He'll be disciplined after the show. Don't worry.
Could be any one of your jokes, really.
What jokes?
Good
exactly.
point.
Exactly.
Shit show, is Zack Snyder lighting Moody? Yes, we got him dramatically lit. Donna G, adding to the goal. Thank you very much, Donna G.
Patrick, I need you inside me. Come to California by Big Beer.
No, Moody. I'm the dom in this relationship. I'll drive to Barstow for a quick docking. You don't get to finish. Yeah, I'm Big Saucy's little dip.
Yeah,
those are the names we've come up with. This is from 3 days ago. B Smiley said, no need to read this out loud on a show. Thank you for streaming again. Well, I did it anyway. And last one here, KJ. Hey, guys, I went to work today and then I did laundry like 7 loads. Did you know if you just do it when it's needed, you don't have to do so much? Okay, love you. Bye. He was very impressed with this dryer. Thank you for the $100, KJ. It's amazing. We'll go towards
KJ rocks.
We're getting close. He was like, dude, this dryer has an eco feature. I had to move the table out of the way so they could get the dryer in here. Like, again, these are the most mundane happenings in a household. He talked about dusting. He said he hooked up his air pressure hose and blew out dust out of the garage, and he called that pressure washing. this guy doesn't know anything about anything. I never dreamed a man could make it to 40 years old and not know. Spicy meat covered in mashed potatoes dulls the spice. Tires don't have keys. That's wheels. Pellet grills start with a button you can press. You just got to put pellets in it. They pretty much, it's a set it and forget it type of thing. Like the postage, you know, oh, I didn't know how postage worked.
Like, you can't share nudes of a woman right. without permission.
But I think it comes back to, he spreads himself way too thin. And the one time I was on a show with Aaron, he had me on as a guest. I told him just that. Like, you are on air way too often. You can't have that many interesting things to say or to talk about. And then it turns into talking about getting your dryer installed or dusting.
I look, at the risk of giving Aaron ideas for his show, he'll never do this, but I would be interested in like seeing Aaron try to cook. That would be compelling for me to watch. I would be interested in seeing Aaron game. He plays Bannerlord. I want to see him, how he navigates menus and min-maxes his characters.
Edit.
Do that sort of stuff. You don't need to prep. Save your good prep for your morning show, but in the evening, kick back and
launch
do the stuff.
Trebuchet?
Do the stuff that you normally do, but like let people see it. And that could be a different version of Aaron that you don't need to put as much effort into. It could be endearing. I don't know, but...
Yeah, I would love to see. Why does Aaron do drunk driving streams? I'd like to see him get out on the road after a couple old fashioned. When I saw Lemon in there and it was all pink, I was just like, this is a Shirley Temple. I don't think. Oh, but it's Aaron, so I know there's real alcohol in it. Okay, let's talk about the big story of the week.
Okay.
The settlement, the plea.
Right.
Aaron comes on Tuesday and announces he's not going to know what hit him. Now, immediately, I'm like, fuck, they found out about the hacking. They've got us now.
Yep.
I immediately texted Nick, like, fuck, are we fucked? Did I flush the hard drives? What do we do? Do you still have the zip file? You should delete it.
You guys had plane tickets for Ireland already booked. You're ready to get the hell out of the country.
It was genuinely confusing because he said... He won't know what hit him.
He won't know what hit him. I got some great news. I was on the phone for hours pacing around on the phone. He said, all I can do is talk to my whole family about it. He goes, it's going to be really, really good news for me and my family. So I hate
when Aaron has a one-sided phone conversation he tells you about. And I'm like, great. And then I'm like, that's awesome. And I'm like, that sounds amazing. Cool conversation, Aaron.
I, when he said, it's great news for me and my family, we've been wanting this for a long time, I thought either, again, like he found out about the hacking, or maybe finally there's an injunction against calling his kids trans, or mentioning their names, even though, again, he's been bringing up their names nonstop. He talked, a part of his 45-minute member show is like how well Charlotte's doing with her garden. Now, this cool. is, again, after cool. tweeting out her school name and right. stuff. It's just like,
Jesus Christ.
It seems like he's just bringing things out from his personal life and sort of lightly doxing people so that the internet goes after them. So he can be like, see, they do that to me as well. Now they're coming after you because I'm winning so much. Like, that feels like what's happening.
The reason it was confusing, though, was that statement where he goes, he's not going to know what hit him. Mm-hmm. He's still, and just to the greater point, he still doesn't get that Nick is not involved in this case.
Correct.
He views this entire thing, he has framed this entire thing as Nick is trying to get back at me.
Right.
So that's why I'm getting hit with this Kayla Ricketts. It's like, it's Kayla. It's Kayla. You've never showed any remorse. You've never really said you're sorry to her. You've never, she was your soulmate.
Yep.
This is your Proverbs partner. You know what I mean? Like, this was you. You claim you've never loved somebody so much. She's so beautiful.
In love, yes.
It's nuts. And now he doesn't even acknowledge that she's part of this court case. And then he was gloating like they're going to have to return their plane tickets for the trial.
Right, right.
Now, Carl, you a while ago were trying to jump the gun. Like, should we look for hotels? And what did I tell you?
Hey, I knew it was going to be a last minute call if we were going to go.
I was like, let's not put one ounce of energy into thinking about flights or hotels until a week or two before, because there's no real point. First of all, I think there'll be rooms available in Stearns County, Minnesota, an hour away from a city. But I've always said that, you know, Kim Nicholson was trying to bet me hundreds of dollars that Aaron won't go to jail. And I was like, I'm not trying to bet. I'm just watching this happen. Finally, I bet her a beer. So I guess she's going to owe me a beer if he doesn't go to court. But when he announced it, that's what this was. First of all, he said, Tuesday night, big news. Can't tell you what it is yet. And then he said, in the coming weeks, you'll know.
But
fucking morning, he had the detail.
Stop right there, though. Is there anything more obnoxious? Let's say that I'm a Steel Toe fan. I've been a fan of lots of shows. I still am, believe it or not. If I ever heard a show where the guy comes out and talks about, holy shit, I just heard the best news. It's going to be so great. I can't tell you what it is, but it's going to be so great. It goes on and on. I'm turning that off. Like, fuck off, man. Why are you bringing this up? What does this have to do with anything? There's no satisfaction to the listener for that.
Well, okay. You want something with no satisfaction to the listener? Ooh, I got my hands on something. And I can't tell you what it is at all. I'm not kidding, by the way. Moody has seen what I have, and
it's good. It's good.
Well, I'm also a co-host, so hopefully I get to see this.
The most embarrassing thing I've ever seen about Aaron Imholt.
It's good.
Right. I'm not.
That's a little more specific than what Aaron's just like, oh my gosh, this news, you can't believe it, so great. And like, at least you're saying you got something that's embarrassing for Aaron. Now, okay, that's something.
The source of this is someone who was very close to Aaron.
Okay.
And I am trying to get permission to show this.
Someone whose pussy stinks?
I'm hoping by April I'll have permission.
Okay, all right. I feel you.
It's so good.
It's unfucking real. And there might be more.
It's okay. Gonna make you it'll make you blush like it is. Oh, that's too much. It's good.
It'll make you blush. It'll make a Kiwi blush. But anyway, yeah, it's nuts. But
all right, so you're doing this to sell Hackamania tickets. That I respect.
First of all, the show will be out for free regardless, even if you don't buy the live stream. So it's not even about
today,
that, but
I think
it'll be a great
shower. Then while scrubbing my body with an Irish Spring bar of soap, I had the sudden urge to take a shit. I sprang up and ran to the toilet bowl and released the stankest shit I have ever dropped in my life. I then jumped back into the shower and let the water from the shower head spray into my anus to remove the filth. I then took the bar soap and stuck it back in there to clean myself good. Yeah. I knew that slam piece was coming over later and I wanted a good rim job tonight. I then went downstairs and fed my kids some SpaghettiOs and came down just in time to do my radio show. Steel Toe in the Morning, the number one radio show in all of Minnesota on YouTube. 9 weeks of always hitting our goal. Another win for the toe.
Yeah, of course, another win for the toe. All right, so he comes on Wednesday morning after telling us it'd be a few weeks before we could have the details. And this is Aaron Imholt, I guess, telling us all the details the next day.
Last night, yesterday afternoon, probably 3 o'clock, 3:30 Central Time, I got an email from my attorney saying,
now again, the squeezing of the hands and the fingers here while he's doing this is the new hugging himself.
We are on the verge of getting everything we want. And I had to reread the email 4, 5, 6 times. And then we played a little phone tag, and it was the most intense phone tag I've ever played in my life.
The most intense phone tag I've ever played in my life.
With his attorney to get good news.
Can not talking to someone be intense?
No. If someone sends me an email, they're like, oh my gosh, we got everything you could possibly want. Here are the details. And then I try to call them back. I don't get in touch with them. That's intense.
The most intense. Look, I've had a lot of intense phone tags. This is the most intense.
Also, everything that he could want involves pleading guilty that he did it. He keeps saying that this is horse shit. He didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
The best case scenario from his perspective is that he did it.
It's almost like he moved the goalpost or something, Moody.
Yeah.
Right.
On the phone, we had a conversation. I'll keep that conversation between the two of us.
Except for all these details.
Right. Needless to say.
All of this is needless to say.
I left it everything feeling you just like said. There had been a weight lifted off my shoulders.
So again, just to what you were saying, like,
yep,
that you're admitting that you've been crippled by anxiety and worrying about this, and that it's been a weight on your shoulders. This is, and not only you, your family.
He told us just the opposite for months.
Yeah, every night, this is going to be such a relief for my family. It's like, are you bothering your children with this news?
Mm-hmm.
He's also saying that it was like, he's got good news, but this is all filtered through Aaron's perspective. It's like when he was talking about the Safe Sport exit interview, which, right. I don't know, it's not an exit interview, but he said he felt really good because at the end of it, they asked him, what are you going to do once you have your license back?
Yep.
It's like that doesn't... Like it doesn't mean the good thing he thinks it means. So just remember, this is all filtered through this guy's brain.
Yes. Right. I had felt very good. And I apologize to, again, people on the internet who are going to be upset by this or whatever.
Why do you direct things at haters? There's no other show that talks to people who hate them so much. Stuttering John, I guess.
Yes.
But like,
but Stuttering John's actively responding to
KB.
Right.
But like, He's constantly just going like, and look, I know this is going to upset everybody. It's like, no one's upset. Everyone just has popcorn. No one's upset.
Right.
We're all just watching. We all just can't believe how this story never ends. It just keeps unfolding and unfolding and unfolding.
Ever.
And before he apologizes to the victim in this case, he is apologizing to the people that will be hurt by him getting a good deal. Like that. What is... Acknowledge the victim.
I for those of you who think you play a role in my life and you do not.
I mean, other than main characters on your show. Like,
right.
If Patrick Melton doesn't play a role in your show, why do you bring him up 17 times a show? By the way, when no one else is talking about
right.
it.
Out of nowhere.
You'll literally be missing a goal and go like, oh, Patrick's going to love this. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
I've
decided to plead guilty for a crime. The first people I'd like to address are the people that have zero impact on my life.
Yeah. Like an Oscar speech. Like, here are the people I don't care about.
Yeah. He'll say, you know, the people are saying the Slam Piece is running my show. Even Carl is saying Slam Piece is running my show. Like, why are you bringing me up? Why am I getting
a text from Slam Piece that my camera's out of focus.
I get that.
Oh, did you see that Mike Lindell? Slam Piece put a wig on there. Oh, Slam Piece is saying we should. No, you're right. She's not producing at all. Like, I don't think you know what producing means. Maybe you did that yourself, too, like selling ads for your station.
None of this is happening for you.
he's not taking a plea deal for me. I'm crestfallen. Like this is dashing my spirits to a level. I'm not, my plea deal is not for you, Melton.
Huh. This, everything that's happening. So whether you love me,
look at the rubbing, look at the marker, the rubbing of the arms, the hands, if you love me or hate me, and probably the second one.
And you think this is good, or you hate me and you think this is bad, what I'm about to tell you, know that I did it 100% for myself and my family.
All
and
right, real I'm, quick, thought experiment. If you're watching this show without sound on and you go, okay, the people on the left and the people and the guy on the right, they're adversaries. Who do you think is seething? Who do you think is coping? Just watch their facial expressions, watch their body language. We're all smiling ear to ear this whole time, and this is Aaron's victory lap. He has to squeeze his hands together, and he's constantly shifting around and looking each way.
I got everything I could want. Everything I could have hoped for, I got it.
Imagine what the set this looks like with the volume off.
I'm ecstatic, and I can't wait for the clock to hit zero and the whole thing to be over with.
Again, just tone deaf. I'm ecstatic. I'm celebrating. I'm trying not to gloat, he said at one point.
I've been waiting.
Happier with your mouth open,
Aaron. Since September, since late August. I'm thrilled. So last night.
That's real relief.
Right. I'm on the phone going back and forth. Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds great. That sounds amazing. And then today I got the word that the offer was made official. The offer is a low misdemeanor on my record.
A low?
Or
misdemeanor?
Low misdemeanor.
She's a new rapper. Low misdemeanor.
Low misdemeanor.
Oh, we need a little misdemeanor AI voice.
She's just very polite.
And a small fine of $50.
Now, Rocco had a great point. He's a guy who used to be on this program.
Right.
I remember his face. He said, you know, a parking ticket is more than $50.
Oh, yeah. Right. Like, the surcharge is more than
civil
that.
Civil fines are. So it is remarkable for him to go from a felony trial where they were subpoenaing five people. You know, the court costs involved in this case already have to be extensive.
Right.
And now he's going to pay $50 and get a little misdemeanor? Like, I don't want to call him a liar. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
No.
But the offer is official, he says.
Mm-hmm. And I move on with my life. I don't think I could be more thrilled with.
Well, what if he just never did it?
With that kind of an outcome, there are just some things that, you know, these things move slow, and I was willing. We were gearing up for the big fight, especially with,
just like on February 22nd.
You're right.
He also said when it was scheduled, he said, this doesn't mean a trial's happening. This is just a normal part of the process.
Yep.
And we're going to be talking back and forth about a deal. Now he says they were gearing up for the big fight. Tell me when I'm telling lies, Aaron. Like, well,
yep.
You were lying.
Yeah.
If Gino and Keanu having not been served yet, probably means they're not going to be served by the state of New York. I was feeling good about everything, but I was feeling stressed, and I didn't like that stress because everything else is so good.
Everything else is so good. This is how he feels about everything. He feels good about the goal, but he's stressed about the goal. He feels good about this horseshit court case, but he's stressed about the horseshit court case. And his family has been stressed, and this is going to be a big relief for them.
I got a small misdemeanor and a small fine of $50. Now, with that being said, tomorrow's goal is $4,000. Let's hit the goal. Super chats, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, money orders.
Last week, he said the most important thing in my life right now is getting rid of the goal.
Really?
Now,
I didn't know that.
He said that.
On the Blind Mike show, I heard him say it. The most important thing in my life is not my first child, my second child, my third child, my girlfriend, paying my mortgage.
Getting out of these legal troubles that I'm in where I could be sent to jail.
No, I need $350 today. That's the most important thing in his life, the goal.
And now, something that he can get rid of anytime he wants to, yeah.
And now he's saying that this is the most important thing in his life, getting rid of this legal issue.
My opinion is that something you feel good about, something you feel stressed about are polar opposites. I don't think you could have one thing that you feel both good about and stressed about.
Yeah. Look, there are stresses that come with good things sometimes. Like, sure. For instance, before this show, Moody and I had a meeting with a few lawyers regarding the new business that we're setting up. It's stressful. Like, there's an anxiety because there's so much to do. But it's also exciting.
But it's not going to like
up a company.
It's not like the meeting might turn out bad. Like you don't have
I'm not
meeting
in
with
any
your
peril.
Right. You don't have a meeting with your attorney about your new business. They're like, sorry, you're actually going to jail. Like, fuck. I thought we were going to start a business. Damn it.
Right. Yeah. Right. There's not any scenario in this where I go to jail.
Yeah. So it's very different.
Wanted this thing.
We've set it up so Moody takes the fall.
Right.
Nice. It's
gone off my shoulders. I didn't want to be stressed about it anymore, even though it was a strange feeling because I felt good about the direction it was going.
Again, this is a guy who's coming of age live. We're watching a stunted emotional man deal with things and learn things on the air. I've seen this with a few people, but like these aren't things normal people say out loud. Like, I can't tell you, like, but it like feels good, but it's also scary, but it's also like, I don't know how to tell you people. It's like, we've all been through stuff like this. Like, this isn't like, again, not like this, but he's trying to describe this feeling of excitement and worry and will it or won't it? Is it going to be, it's like, this isn't something you should bring on the air. He has this problem a lot.
I was just thinking, there's a few broadcasters who broadcast for hours and hours a day and can pull it off. And just off the top of my head, I think of people like Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh back in the day. A lot of sportscasters can do this. They do a radio show and a TV show. And they know so much about politics or sports or whatever it is that they're talking about that they can talk. And maybe there's callers or other things that are happening, guests, but they can talk about these subjects and continue to fill you with new information or new thoughts or ideas. Aaron is so devoid of these things that he has nothing else to talk about than his inner monologue. He's
dry. Yes.
Yeah, and it's drier, right?
No, you're right. He's processing on air.
Yes.
It's crazy.
You should not be doing this. This is a dumb thing to do.
He's also he's got this arrested development that happens because when he's in a long-term relationship with a woman, she does the living for him and he gets to play radio on the side. So he doesn't actually grow up until he breaks up in the little periods of time between his relationships.
That's why we got to hear about I'm cooking. Oh, I'm doing laundry.
I mowed the lawn on Sunday.
Right. It's like, yeah. It's literally because it's the first time. Because literally he's learning how to do it in front of our eyes and processing it on air. The one episode where he folded laundry live on air, it was like, what is going on?
At Hackamania,
Before Ashley, he was going to his FM radio station to like look at porn, jizz into tissues, and leave that around for his boss to find. Mm-hmm. In between Ashley and April, he learned, I guess, how to buy a house and like pick up and drop off his kids. After April, he learned about the dryer and how to
pick up and drop off his kids again.
And putting mashed potatoes on spicy food will make it less spicy.
Charlotte came up with a thing. If you put spicy chicken and dip it in mashed potatoes, it dulls us. It's like, Charlotte didn't come up with that. And I hate to tell you.
Once he's locked down SP, this freezing of his development will be set up again. Yeah. And he won't change for many years because she handles all the administrative aspects of his life until another April comes along.
Yeah.
And an offer like this had never been made before. And I wasn't expecting this offer to be made. And then yesterday it comes across and it's not official yet. And I get told, hey, you know, this could be another week or two that we hear anything more. And then today it becomes official.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. His show starts at 6 a.m.
I think it's the evening show Wednesday night.
Is it?
Yeah, I think. And then Thursday morning he came in and reiterated all this.
Got it. Okay.
Because he even said, he goes, I told the evening crowd last night about this, but I'll tell you guys now. He still is pretending that he's got two completely different audiences.
No, I thought he told the evening crowd that was the first time he mentioned it. And in the morning he was like, it's official.
But also, what's the back and forth that needs to happen after an official?
He says, like, so we're pinging and ponging. And, right. And it's like, well, that's not how plea offers are made. They go,
here's the offer.
Like, right, yeah. Take it or leave it.
Yeah, sign
you know?
Here.
We're going to, you know, look, there's crossing T's. There's dotting I's.
Drawing lines through circles.
Also, I mean, the fact that we haven't sent all of the stuff for a trial that we want to be able to show, you know, we gathered all this stuff for a trial. We gathered all the stuff we want to do.
I don't, this is hard to believe.
This doesn't make any sense. Once you take the deal, it's over.
They come to you. They're like, look, we were going to subpoena all your friends and enemies.
Friends.
Yeah. And we were going to stick with this felony and go for jail time. We've had a change of heart over here at the Prosecution Inc. And we'd like to offer you a $50 fine and a little misdemeanor. And Aaron goes, well, I worked really hard on this science project, so if you don't mind, I'd like to bring that in and show you guys everything I've done. And they're like, we'd like to offer you $50 fine and a misdemeanor. And he's like, well, we prepared all this stuff for trial. They don't want that anymore. They want to be done with this.
Can I?
And by the way, how big is his head where he's like, I think we can do better.
Yeah.
He's getting there.
Can I pay that with Stoney's gift card?
like they offered, really? They offered you and your lawyer $50 on misdemeanor and you guys went, no, not so fast. We have some more evidence we'd like to present and then we'll see what you say. It's like, have you ever seen Deal or No Deal? When they call the bank again,
right?
It's not going to go well for you. So I like, again, this sounds like a dream fantasy deal, but the fact that he's like, we want to send them our stuff.
It's also possible that Aaron's comprehension of things is very low. So he said he had.
It is this, possible. That's a possibility.
He said he had this conversation with his attorney that one afternoon, and they were playing phone tag, and then they had this long conversation. I'm guessing he didn't understand all the things the attorney was telling to him. Because Aaron's probably going, yeah, but what about this?
On the phone, though.
Yeah, right, that's what I mean. He's like, yeah, but don't we want to tell them about this thing? He's like, no, they've offered us a deal, and we're going to take it, right? We're taking the deal? Because none of this makes sense that they would still be litigating this.
Yeah, the minute they go, like, $50 in a misdemeanor, you go, where do I sign?
Right.
Like, yes, let's take the deal. Like, immediately. But not Aaron. He's like, but I want to show them what we've done.
We want to send that out there. Like, we still want to make our case.
Again, they offered you an amazing plea deal. And he's like, but we still want to make our case.
Doesn't make any
sense. It makes no sense.
Yeah, you this is off our docket. We're not talking about this. We don't care about this anymore. The DA's not looking at it. The judge ain't looking at it. We don't care.
We worked so hard and we colored in all the lines.
Yeah, if you take the plea, you don't get to make a case anymore. You're saying, I did this.
Correct.
That's
Louis made a glitter picture and Charlotte wrote a letter and I want the judge to see that. Right. Please don't put our daddy in jail. Just take the deal.
And then we'll take a look and we'll visit this whole thing. But it is beyond my wildest dreams.
That's why you want to keep arguing?
Moody, you are so right. He's pleading guilty. If he's not guilty, you do not take any type of deal.
Right.
If someone said to me, Carl, this thing you didn't do, but we're going to make it a misdemeanor and $50 fine, I'm like, no, fuck you. I'm not taking a misdemeanor and any type of fine. I didn't do it. I'm going to
prove I'm innocent. By the way, after a certain amount of harassment and you know, depending on what the thing is, obviously, like, I don't know, if I'm being accused of murder.
Yeah.
And, like, they're dragging my name to the mud, and they're like, you're a murderer. It's like, all right, we've decided you can pay $50 and take a slap on the wrist. I'm like, okay, then. I murdered. Like, there might be a scenario where I do that. I don't think so.
Hold I think on, you'd want to clear your name.
To me? I think you'd want to pay $50.
I think you'd want to clear your name.
People are scared of me because I'm a murderer, man.
Well, look at this tough guy talking about murder on the internet all the time.
Yeah, Aaron's been calling me a pedophile for 7 months. I think it's very clear. I don't want to clear my name.
Dude,
it's a dream deal. It's
a dream deal. How much bidder do you think it's gonna go for you? And
I want to send them. I have binders. I want to send them my binders.
He said there was no deal like this even close
ever
to this up until this point. This is a dream deal, and yet he is still thinking about. Yeah, but should we press him on the $50? I bet I get that down to 25.
That is an overtime.
Yeah, right.
I can't complain about it. Again, we've got a few finer little stupid things that are above my pay grade.
What stupid things above you? Like, you're letting stupid things delay you signing that. You sign that deal immediately. If it was a mistake that they sent it to you,
you're right.
Sign it and send it back. Be like, I agree. I accept. And you make them. It's just weird. It's so weird. It's irregular.
Going to be, you know, just needled out. And the way this has been going so far, hell, could be done by the end of the week. I don't know. But I've been excited about it. I've been pacing around my house. I sat down on the deck today. It's beautiful out. It's in the 60s. I had a cigar.
Weather.
I had an old fashioned, and I just kind of, I just kind of focused on the idea and tried to adjust to the idea that this is coming to an end.
His hand moved. He pointed a gun at his head and said, "This is coming to an end."
He was focusing. Yeah, you're right. Yes.
Like, that is scary. That is scary. Like,
somebody flagged this for self-harm.
That is dark.
Not Doom's clip, obviously.
And that I get to untie myself from this.
He still had the gun. Right. So
like, wow. And I get to untie myself
and fully break free from those chains. And completely move forward, free and liberated in my life. And I am
free at last, free at last.
He's explaining that he was being tortured in a dungeon all this time. I thought he was living carefree.
He didn't think about it at all.
Right.
Just something his lawyer takes care of.
Until Will Heron asked him about it, and then he freaked out. But up until that point, he didn't give a shit.
Until then, it was horse shit.
I wasn't ready for this to happen. I wasn't ready for this day to come.
He is the guy who's like, no way. No, we have a deal. No way. I wasn't ready for the deal.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, shut up.
And now it's almost here, and it's all I can think about, and I'm so excited. So,
again, excited might not be. It's a little tone deaf.
Yeah.
Excited to plead guilty to a revenge porn charge.
Thank you to everyone who's supported me.
It's the love of your life.
Thanks to everyone who supported me through this.
He's giving his award speech right now after pleading guilty.
Look, sometimes bad things happen to good people. This happened to him. Thanks to everyone who supported him for this.
To the people who are disappointed by this, I'm sorry.
Are the people who don't care about him and have no impact on his life.
Yes.
There's a victim in this. This is a crime with a victim, Aaron. Like,
this is, by the way, this is Aaron's biggest own. He does this on every week at least, if not multiple times per episode. And I know you guys wanted to see a bad thing happen to me. I'm sorry. Wow, what an own. You're apologizing to people who are the detractors. Wow, you got those guys good.
And if it's so commonplace for you to self-injure through, you know, again, stepping on all these rakes and bad things are constantly happening to you, where you
turns out my lawyer made a huge mistake and was making a deal for another sex offender. Now I'm done again.
Here you go, Abraham. Here's the deal. Oh, shit.
I was looking for Aaron Jimholt.
Abraham Ironheart. No, but like, so bad things happen to you so often that you have to apologize when they're not happening. Like, and again, guys, sorry this week that I didn't step on another rake, but it's like, oh, there's still time.
For you, if look, man, I mean, this doesn't change anything. You can still hate my guts if you want to. It's okay.
No one hates your guts, Aaron.
Thanks for the permission.
No one hates your guts.
Not going to affect you at all. I promise. But I really don't even want to focus on that part because this is all just so.
I've just brought it up three times. I'm not going to focus on you guys who hate on me and want this to be bad. It's like, I don't know why you're so upset.
Right. Meanwhile, he's on Twitter saying, like, I hope those tickets were refundable, guys.
Right.
No, Aaron, we all bought tickets. Not us. We're all dumb.
And I'm so happy to put it behind me. And the amount of people in, you know, my friends, my family, my incredible girlfriend.
My incredible girlfriend. Does Anne know about her?
You know, everybody who's reached out and said that this is great. I'm so happy for you. You know, this
is great. I'm so happy for you. It's like when your brother gets out of jail for murder and you pick him up at the jail. Hey, high five.
This is great.
This is so great. Aren't
We're
you
so
excited
happy for you? Yes.
It's like, it's a somber moment. Like, yes, it's a relief that this is coming to an end. Excitement, not so much.
You've got two daughters, Aaron. Like, what are you doing?
This can be done. I don't have any hate in my heart.
This is weird, too.
Yeah.
I don't have any dislike in my
This is like when Ray said that Pat Dixon has a bad history with women, and then that whole thing blew up, and everyone from KB to Pat himself to myself, whenever we asked Ray about like why he said that, we go, why'd you say that about Pat Dixon? He just goes, I'm not mad at Pat Dixon.
Yeah, that's the question.
Why would you be mad?
Right.
You're the one who was the offender. So he's like, guys, I want to get this out of the way real quick. I'm not angry at Kayla. I'm not mad at her. It's like, why? You fucked her over. Why would you be?
My heart. I'm free of all of that. It feels good. I'm just so excited.
It's not good. He's not excited. He's relieved. Like, yes. that is the word you're looking for, Aaron. Right. But he's talking about how thrilled he is, how excited, how great.
He wants it to be a win for the toe. Everything has to be a win or a loss. This would have been an easy thing to come on and just be like, guys, maybe you've heard about the plea deal. I did have to plead guilty to a misdemeanor. Not great, but way better than we thought it was going to be. So we're moving on from that. There won't be any court trial. Look what Britney Spears is doing. She's twirling around. She looks like an idiot. That's what you would do. You just move on.
Is no, I regret doing the thing that I did. I'm sorry that there's a victim in here.
Yeah.
This has been a weight that's on me and my family. I'm doing the best thing for my family, and I'm leading by example. I'm owning up to the things that I did, and I would like to move on from this, and I hope that the victim can also find peace and be able to move on.
But no, he doesn't mention his family or the victim nearly as much as he mentions the haters and the supporters. Yep. I want to thank all my fans for being by my side through this.
Mm-hmm.
Not your family? You said this is really important to your family. I want to say, hey, man, sorry to the haters. It's like, and to the woman you did it to, right? Like,
it's so great. I got away with this. I got away with it, guys. I'm so happy. I'm excited. I did a crime, and I'm not doing
this. This is finally coming to an end. I'm so excited. It's like, that's not what that grunt was.
For that light at the end of the tunnel to be getting bigger and bigger. And again, if I'm having trouble finding the words, it's not because I'm being too careful, because I respect this whole process. I respect everyone in it. I've never felt like this was personal for any amount of time.
Again, the disconnect between he thinks the prosecutor and the state are after him. It's like, they've been great. Like, I never felt like the judge was taking it personally. It's like, yeah, she wasn't.
But
the prosecutor wasn't taking it personally. There is one person who took it personally, Aaron.
Yeah.
It's the love of your life. Victim. The soulmate before the heart song, Kayla Ricada. And you've never, ever apologized.
And he also says that he doesn't think of it as a personal thing. One of the only things that he mentioned about this was he's not going to know what hit him. That is a personal thing to say about Nick.
Yeah.
Like, it's incredibly personal for you.
Yeah. Way to misgender Kayla.
Verdict. Thank you. And I just want to be as heartfelt as I possibly can.
Can tell.
One thing I told myself is, you know, don't be a cunt. Don't gloat. Because, you know, it's not.
Again, cut to his Twitter that night where he posts a picture of a cigar and a, again, old fashioned, I guess, where he's like so much to celebrate.
Yeah.
It's like if you got off for murder on a technicality. You killed somebody drunk driving or something like that.
Here's a perfect analogy. Michael Jackson paying off the family of the kids. You know, here's $30 million. Can this please go away? And then he comes in and he's like, woo-hoo! You know, he's fucking singing and dancing about it. It's just like, we all know that you're guilty of this thing. You just admitted it, dummy.
It's like he's sitting in the courtroom. It comes time for him to plea. He says, Judge, I'm guilty. And in his mind, he's saying, I have to resist the urge to go, bah! Like, did it, guys. Hey. I'm guilty.
It's like O.J. Simpson getting off and then, you know, like throwing a Nicole Who party that night. It's like, what? That's not what we're doing. It's like, there's still a victim. There's still someone who's hurt. There's a family that's, you know, grieving about it. Like, this doesn't make any sense.
No one thought you'd be gloating. Like, that's not on anyone's radar as a reasonable way to emote right now. And you saying, I've got to remind myself to not gloat means you want to gloat.
And then he went to Twitter and did it.
Right. It's nuts.
It's like he smacked Chris Rock across the face in front of everyone and then gave a 10-minute victory speech and went out to parties afterwards. Like, all of this looks bad, dummy. No one's going to like you after this.
He had plates and napkins and cups printed up with the photo of Kayla on them, like at the party. Like, okay, well, that's.
The napkins are the tattoo on her tits. You're like, this might be going overboard.
No double jeopardy. Free. I can put that up on this. I can make it the thumbnail now. Like, what the fuck, man?
That's funny. I love that.
Well, I just got a text from someone and about the secret thing that I can't reveal that I'm hoping to reveal at Hagamania. And it says, let me just say there's tons more embarrassing stuff.
Ooh.
So, again, intriguing. I hope to have some of those bombshells at Hagamania. I can't promise it. But just the fact that I've seen, I'll show you in person.
It's good. If I could tell anybody one thing about this, just don't. It's a great country. It's got its faults. It's got its flaws. I could.
And I'm proud to be an American, where I can share revenge porn with Gino. Fucking asshole.
About things I agree with or things I don't agree with.
Justice was served. That's what he's saying here, right? Like,
yes.
It is a great country. It is the system may have its quirks, but you can get a fair shake. You have a chance to be heard.
What is this?
You have a chance to plead your case.
Yeah.
I'm just, again, very excited to move on with my life. Move
forward. Why? Have you seen your life? Fuck, I'd be looking for another pause button. Jesus Christ.
Forward from this time. And like I said, yesterday it went from, I think we might have something, to today it's an official offer, to who knows how quick this moves tomorrow. Like I said, our side is still gathering what we want to present. So we want to,
you don't have to present in an offer.
Are you paying your attorney to do this? Stop it right now.
Again, this attorney sucks.
No, he's great. No way he's milking Aaron.
Yeah, you're right.
He's like, I got to spend eight more hours pulling together evidence.
He's like, great news. We got a plea deal that's better than anything we could have ever hoped, but there's still work to do. Like, yeah. What? And we'd all be like, you think we're dumb? We're not. All right. Let's get through the, there's some more commentary and then we can get the fuck out of here.
Believe in the toe people. There are plenty of rakes in his path.
Acknowledge the victim, Toe Jim.
I'm not an official spokesperson, but speaking on behalf of the chat, the consensus seems to be that we do in fact hate Aaron, as it were.
Fair enough. I don't hate
poll,
Aaron.
But. Oh, yeah, you do. Lawyer gone snipe stream toe to clarify what he said. The lawyer's going to snipe stream toe. Yeah, I think there's a couple things. Number one, he's never said plea deal. Mm-hmm. So I think Aaron doesn't understand what the lawyer's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And the theory, I guess, is that this is something the lawyer's offering to the prosecution.
Right. Oh, shit.
Which
I hope
would be nothing.
Oh, if, they would just go, wow. No. That'd be amazing if this is just the attorney offering this and they just reject it. Like, no, the trial's going through.
Yeah,
that can't be it. That can't. You can't be that dumb.
How? Because
you can't be that dumb.
$50 and a misdemeanor. How?
It doesn't make sense.
This is a slam dunk case if there ever was one.
$50 is jaywalking. I don't understand. It was a felony.
Why can't I start this from the beginning when it's live? Pisses me off.
Serious, do I need to join on YouTube? Talk to me, you fat fucking slob.
I apologize. That was a bit of a overreaction to a simple question that I had.
Look how much money I make by not letting you rewind it. I don't understand the question. What? Why can't rewind what?
Ask again.
I'm law.
Word it differently.
To quote Carl when talking about stuttering.
I lost my wife and my soulmate to Nick Ricchieta. Ann keeps asking me when she can meet him. I hope he approves.
That's from Nick.
Yes. Sorry, minimal participation. To quote Carl when talking about stuttering John, Mubi is as ugly as he is dumb.
Yes, agreed.
Leo, not only does the judge have to approve a plea, but I think Minnesota has some kind of Marcy's law, which requires the victim to be consulted in a plea. Yeah, if Nick knew something about this, we would have heard about it. But Nick told Pretty Antisocial yesterday on their stream, we haven't heard anything. I don't have any information.
Yeah, I was wondering about that too. Like, why is it up to the state to say, oh, I was making a misdemeanor when there's a victim in it? Like, you would think she would get some kind of say.
She's not bringing the charges. It's the state.
Sure. Yeah. Right.
So, because it's a criminal case. It's not a civil case.
And it's a huge change of course from subpoenaing five people, two of them interstate.
Yeah.
To, oh, it's just $50 and a little misdemeanor.
Also, remember, OJ got off on the criminal case too, but then there was a civil case that he lost. So, mm-hmm. I'm not saying Kayla wants that, but I would imagine there is some sort of civil case that could have been brought, and they can prove by the fact that Aaron keeps on mentioning Nick instead of Kayla, that this was motivated by intent for embarrassment and revenge. And
oh yeah.
Like, depending on how far they want to go with it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
PTW, I hate most of these new voices.
They're not new. They're all old, but
yeah, you're just on my channel for the first time.
If he pleads guilty to the criminal case, can they use that plea for the civil case? Like as evidence that he did?
Yeah, that's interesting. Cause he's saying I'm guilty.
Yeah. That's interesting. I mean, the civil case is all about proving damages and what shit.
He's so dumb too. This could be one of those things where like, no, we made you a great offer. You didn't want to accept it. And you were like, yeah, but look at all this evidence. He turns his evidence over and they find something in that helps their case.
Yep.
Like, that kind of thing happens all the time. It's again, because like they've offered you $50 in a misdemeanor and you're like, hold on. We have more to present and we might get a better deal. It's like, won't.
We cut off the clip, but he even says after that, he's like, I don't want to get greedy here. I mean, we could push back, like make a counter offer. What are you talking about? You just said it's the greatest offer you couldn't possibly have comprehended. This is going to happen.
Dream scenario.
These offers never get made.
Yeah. And then he goes, I could get greedy.
He'll do the same thing with the radio. They're going to come in and offer him $30,000 a year to come back to radio. And he's be like,
oh, yeah.
Let me finish sending over some graphics I made. Let me show you some plans for the show. And they're like, mm-hmm. You know what? Never. You turn that over. They see what you want to do with the show. And they go, you know what? Never mind. We found another guy just out of college we're going to hire for less.
In local news, a Sauk Rapids man sucks his own dick on air for slightly crawling out of a hole he dug for himself. Claims he did it all for the family he never sees.
Yes, yes. My family's so relieved.
He did this to himself, but he keeps saying that this is something that happened to him.
He goes, I hope this never happens to you. It's like, it won't.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Right. Like, this didn't happen to you.
The arrested development? way to plant egg.
Right.
I've made a huge mistake. Baby, you got a stew going. If that's a veiled criticism about me, I won't hear it and I won't respond to it. Shabby-yash-beaks-in.
It's not a word. Silence Duguid, it's not a show. It's Aaron's Vanity Hour, where he has a one-way communication with people. He can spin it, spin whatever tale he wants and always get the last word.
It's so weird. It's such a weird program. It's gotten so bizarre. I mean, it didn't used to be like this. It's evolved into his inner thoughts, his inner monologue, and his all
processing
of his
on
coping.
Air. Yeah, yep. Yes. But you only think it's a weird show because you don't recognize pro shows. Like, we're all over here in Amateurville.
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
I watched this show. He keeps talking about how it's the best show, how it's a fun show. The amount of times he's been saying it's the best show out there.
We do a best show.
Does the best show keep talking about how it's the best show, or does it just keep doing the best show?
Yes, it does. You don't know about best shows.
Right.
Apar, Jackie just fed the eaglets. No third eaglet in sight. Dinner, headless crow. Yeah, I'm very, very,
it's too bad.
I'm upset about these chicks. Donate to the goal if you want to help these chicks.
I would have purchased a Tesla as well. Instead, I went with a slightly used El Camino. I know have an extra 100 towards your goal. Shriek, bot, car, crash noise.
Thank you for the $100, DK. Hold on, did she really buy a new car yet? Or is that a joke? Did you, Carl, did you see her shopping for a VW?
I did not.
She kept looking at the Jetta. And she kept, I know Felicia has nothing to do with the show, but she was looking for a new car. She's looking for she was talking about the Jetta. And she's like, I went and test drove one and I don't really fit in it. And then she just kept scrolling through the, whatever. She's Big Bird.
She's petite.
She kept, Felicia?
Yeah.
People say she's like 220 pounds.
She's not. Have you seen her before. I know that's the joke.
I mean, people say she's enormous.
She's a petite lady.
I've heard she looks like she's on stilts.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
And it looks like people just come up and keep sticking gum to her so she keeps getting bigger.
How does she not have a car yet? That accident happened a month ago.
But the point is, she said, by her own admission, she said, I didn't fit in the Jetta.
Yeah.
But then for 30 more minutes, she kept scrolling through and telling us what she likes about the Jetta. And it's like, I test drove a lot of cars, and like, the ones I didn't fit in well, which is very believable to people.
Sure.
They're off the table. Because, like, who cares about, like, the screen or it's got a cool backup camera? Like, I don't fit in it well. Like, so moving on.
Right.
She just kept, like, obsessing over this Jetta. And it's like, yeah, but you don't fit. So what are we?
Yeah, there's tons of other cars. Thing. Okay, I didn't see that.
Kim Nicholson, you take your hat off for Moody, but not me, Pat. Yeah.
No, that's right. You take your hat off every time I'm in the studio.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
How do you get on stilts? Like, seriously.
This is an old show joke.
I produced a wonderful image to Gino that got me into this entire mess. Sorry to the haters for not getting what they want. I got everything I could have wanted. I am not lying. Don't look at my hands.
When this was over, if this was me, if I took that photo and it's my image, I would censor it and sell t-shirts and mugs with that image on it. I would take the nudity out. Like, I would put black bars over her crotch and tits. And I would sell. That's the kind of asshole I am. He doesn't have the guts.
Smart.
Yes, Aaron. Yes, it's terrible when bad things happen to good people. You're a grown man complaining about multiple gunshot wounds in your foot while holding a smoking gun.
Of course, well, Aaron's store would never get the shirt with the image on it if it was Aaron's store, though.
True.
Right.
Anonymous, does pleading guilty to this crime open the door for Nick's wife to sue him? If only there was a lawyer from Minnesota here to answer this question. It's a good point. Because the civil suit against OJ, they won it even though he was found not guilty. So, like, I would imagine a guilty plea is, like, at least helping in some way.
It's the proving damages part.
I bring up my kids, so when people talk about them, I can cry foul and have the moral high ground. What kind of monster goes after kids?
Hey, that's my tech. That's my tech. T-Tech, that's what I do.
So, but proving damages, I mean, couldn't that be part of it? Be mental damages, psychological damage? If Kayla might have been, if Kayla's been in counseling or therapy since this happened, you know, and a therapist could attest it, like, you know, this is why she can't go back to work.
If she can't take photos anymore, like if she can't get photos of her taken anymore, that's damages.
Right. We were at Disney World and I had to step aside every time Mickey came up and wanted me to take a photo. AO1012, if you want to know how smart Aaron is, his thoughts match Kiki and Gino's on the case. As he would say, it's remarkable. Yeah, I always say the same thing about like Chad and KB. It's like, and it's Stevie Lou and KB and Kiki and Felicia. Like, all that's who KB has on his show. So, like, why they all think they're better than the other people on that show?
Right. Yeah.
Stevie Lou thinks he's above Chad. Chad thinks he's above Stevie Lou. Yeah. Like they're all, it's like you're all just his idiots. Like it's the same bowl of fish.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the cuck chair slurping on some jism, trying to get it up for you. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh God, I came so much. I have to lick it up. When my daughter gets duped into revenge porn, I'll give her my fatherly advice and sell them to the highest bidder since I'm still working on that goal.
God, it's awful. Oh, it's happening. Air-byom.
Yabba-dabba-doo! I give my phone box to the meth addict Stevie Lou!
Do you realize the hackverse has reached hell? I'll be waiting for all of you to podcast from the studio in the sixth layer of hell, where all the podcasters go. Not Juth Jewett, Chase the Rainbow.
We've had one Jenny insult this entire show. We could have a perfect record here.
Nick, you need to cover the Idaho trial for the goal. Nick, think of the goal. Oh, and someone wants Karen Reed.
Why won't you cover the trial, Nick?
Me and the toe can make toilet tacos. And then masturbate a little bit. Take that for what you mean it for.
I will. Minimal participation. Another thing movie doesn't know, HOA does not cut your grass. Yeah, that was a good. Do you remember this? Aaron's like, oh, what am I going to have an HOA for? Just because they like take care of the lawn and stuff?
Yeah, no, just the opposite. They police it.
Right. They make sure you.
Yeah. Right.
He loves conditions. He wants conditions.
I love the conditions. I too much crabgrass.
It really is a heck of a nation we have here, boys. Coach Aaron can send nudes of the tattoo for a $50 fine. And it's just a simple fine. $50 is cheaper than the Walt Disneyland.
It's interesting how Aaron got accepted a deal the same week FLOTUS pushed out the Take It Down Act, which is a strict revenge porn bill. Yeah, people were speculating on this because I guess this is going to be Melania Trump's big first lady cause, you know, revenge porn. But apparently, no, that makes it a lesser fine. Doghouse Riley, the only PRS Carl knows how to rock is a Puerto Rican schlong.
How dare you? I have a fantastic Paul Reed Smith, custom 24.
Mike Cutts, $20. Joey Bosa. Carl, thoughts?
All right, for $20, you deserve my honest opinion on this. Now, I know Joey Bosa's sack numbers have been down the last few years, but he's a beast. And the Bills have other edge rushers that the offensive line has to key in on. I think Joey Bosa is going to have a breakout year with the Bills and earn all $12 million of that contract.
Aaron's emptying sack numbers are way up. Nothing?
All right.
Gross Hackamania VIP Tim Bollinger. Is Aaron able to leave the state now? There's still time to get him to Hackamania. I'm wondering if some of this stuff is like the he must not mention Kayla ever going forward. Like that's still going to be
the crossing the T's and dotting the I's part. Yeah. Yes.
Or is there possibly some community service, or is there probation, or is there there's something he's not telling us, because this $50 misdemeanor thing does not make sense.
He has to wash Nick's car in the driveway.
Yes, you got to become his butler.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
If there is community service, we can probably still go to Minnesota and watch him pick up trash off the side of the highway.
I'd pay to do that. This mile maintained by Steel Toe Entertainment.
Hey, Coach Moody, you can't say C-O-U-N-T-R-Y in the super tip. I agree with this moderation. This is boxing.
Okay, I understand. All right, I'll make it so you can.
Oh, God.
Yard full of watery dog shit, a belly of jizz, another win for the toe.
Process server, he's likely receiving a stay of imposition. It gets reduced to a misdemeanor after successful completion of probation. It's fairly standard for Minnesota for first-time non-serious felony offenders.
That would make more sense.
Hmm. Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, there's probably a lot more details. Actually, yeah, I wasn't even thinking about that. The fact that he says it's official now, and then he says there's all this more paperwork we have to put through. Like, oh, okay, so there's probably a lot more to this.
It's official, except for the fact that it's not like written down or on paper or done in any real way.
All right. Here's a dumb question that you guys might know the answer to, because Moody studies this stuff. Mm-hmm. So he had that HRO where he wasn't allowed to get into any more trouble.
Yes.
Oh, but this was before he made that deal, right, for the jail time?
Yeah.
So even though he pled guilty to a misdemeanor.
This occurred in May, and that restriction was put on in August.
Right.
So it doesn't overlap.
Okay.
Now, I know we're wrapping up, but one of the things that happened this week as well that was notable is we brought it up multiple times on the show. At the top of the whiteboard is a heading that says Steel Toe that April wrote. Right. And Aaron has refused the... About a year now after April left. April left on April 1st, right? Or April 2nd.
It's probably in Sharpie and he can't erase it, but go ahead.
Or not even Sharpie. If you leave something on a whiteboard for long enough, it becomes difficult to wipe off. He got rid of that this week.
Oh.
We do have a clip.
Okay.
All right. Now it's 2360. Away from tonight. MSO says, now pull that rug off. You think if I was going to wear a wig, it would look like this? If I was to get like a hair treatment product or plan or anything.
It should be said too, he's holding his mic arm in his lap. It's come off the desk again.
This is the wrong clip.
Is this the wrong clip?
This clip is about him paying himself money to keep the gold.
The perfect week that he had. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about that. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, guys, this is so easy. All my haters hate it. I make all this money. Meanwhile, he's putting in money towards his own goal.
Sorry, I just want to pay myself $20.
Hold on. Let's watch him do it.
By the way, I'm just kidding. We're going to knock out tonight's goal because we're going to get a donation from Steel Toe. Mussolini dip with $2.
So he gives himself $22.50 and then plays the "Sorry, I've got some bad news" clip and really sticks it to everybody.
Another $20. That's $40 I've made today. Paid it myself.
And all these clips. Okay. Ooh, is this the one?
60 now.
Nope.
It's
too many clips. Too many clips.
Keep going. Not this one. Not that one.
Moody, how did you feel in the communist state of California? You feel right at home?
No, it's got to be this one.
It's one that has 6557. It's been good. Like, I've been in Riverside mostly, which is like Inland Empire. So not too much sightseeing or anything like that. I've been working. So yesterday was the first day off that I had, which was nice.
Here we go.
Clopogram says, "Do it, Aaron. Erase the corner demon script on the whiteboard. It will free you." No, because look, if I hear...
This is a tantrum. Watch this.
Race April Steel Toe, which looks really nice, and replace it with my handwriting, it's going to look like shit. Look,
Moody, put your fucking Monopoly money away.
So, let's say, hypothetically, I erased April Steel Toe. Like, let's say I just... Oh, fuck.
What an idiot.
Let's say I wipe all
That's the that. Last memory
this
has.
It's going great.
It's the whole fucking thing, right? Let's just say, this is embarrassing.
You're supposed to scribble it
Look
out.
Look at his, his little hip twist.
I know. He was putting his whole body into that.
Like, he's chubby checkering over here. Watch this.
Let's
This is
twist together like we did last summer.
Look at it.
He's doing the truffle shuffle. My dog doesn't shake like that when she wags her tail to get the costume off.
Let's say I erase the whole.
He thought he said she writes with some pressure, as if like he yes. thinks writing in pressure. Yeah,
you can't push it into the whiteboard.
Hypothetically,
it's deep in there, guys.
And then
look at him. He can't help but read the chat. Did that go well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then what he says when he sits back down gives up his entire talent level.
Let's say that I replace it with my writing. Look at how bad it is.
We made him do this.
Yep.
Capital T, lowercase e's.
Mm-hmm. Look at how bad that is. Doesn't that look terrible?
Look at, he can't, yeah. He's checking that chat. Is this going good?
He's like, huh?
Doesn't that look fucking awful?
You guys like it's that dreadful. Or?
See my point. See my point.
Oh, he's so proud of himself.
Wait.
Do you like that? Do you like that, Papa Shab? I mean, I think we're like a dollar away from tonight. I'm pretty sure we've hit tonight's goal. I appreciate that, guys. But I think, Papa, no offense, I think that's worth at least a 10 spot. That was a funny bit.
Oh, that was a funny bit.
He wants to get paid for that.
That was a funny bit. Oof. What was your favorite steel toe bit? Oh, did you ever see that when he erased two words on a marker board once? Oh, that's a good bit.
I gave him $10 for it. I thought it was worth it.
We're getting close. He's gonna be like, oh, you think it's funny if I just eat the butter, if I just pick it up and just start putting it in my mouth? Mm-hmm. Like, that's a good
the
bit.
Buttering.
It's coming. Eat it's the butter. Coming.
Real quick, let's knock out the memberships. Buck Naked, new member, thank you very much. Rerun, new member, thank you very much. Influence, new member, thank you very much. KJ gifting 10 memberships. Thank you so much, KJ. We appreciate that over here at The Goal. AO1012, member for 4 months. Just because she's insanely lonely doesn't mean that she's unreasonable. I don't know who this was about.
SP, probably.
SP. Jabez is a new member. Thank you very much. Connie Lynn Gass, member for 14 months. Next time, can you put up a translation of what the German guy on the panel is saying?
Aaron?
I don't speak well.
Crew Jones, member for 10 months. Get your tickets for Hawkamania. VIPs available.
Is that Ian Hawk's
competing festival?
Yes.
Ray Balls, member for 12 months. Aaron said the dryer was working other day, right? Yes, he said it has an eco setting he's very excited about.
Sweet.
JB50, member for 9 months. Anybody think Aaron might be exaggerating how good the plea deal is?
Yeah, we were just talking about. Yeah. Makes sense.
Also, never said the word plea. He's just been saying deal that we're working out that is final.
Written Asylum, Carl broadcast from the Genesee Beer Wegmans Utica Club Garbage Plate Beef on Weck Studios.
That would have been way funnier if I had come up with that. Thank you. And I just want to say I was at this place called Skylark in downtown Rochester. And we were scoping out because my band's playing there in a little bit and talking to the sound guy and stuff. But they had Utica Club on draft. I've never seen that before in my life. So I did order a Utica Club. So very funny that you pointed that out.
Cash, member for 7 months. That's not what the potentially Crimountain says. Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but I did see that there's a clip up of Sean telling everybody what's what. But we all know he misses basic shit, so I don't know how good of a lawyer he could be. Richard H, member for 16 months. I said I'm celebrating St. Patrick Melton's Day on Rumble. He muted me and called Melty a pedo in one swift move. Send me a timestamp for that. That's I might funny. Have missed that one. And I have a spreadsheet. Reels gifting 20 memberships. Thank you very much for that, Reels. We appreciate you as usual. Sorry, Riles, is it? Dabble Babble, member for 3 months. Aaron doesn't get it. If he takes a plea deal and agrees to a plea and loses rights to a he loses rights to an appeal, he only shows his side at a jury or bench trial. Yes, right. You don't need to show more info when they offer you a deal. Detroit Mike, member for 15 months. The absolute best thing to do in this case is to go on your show and talk about a deal that is not done. Yes. The judge does not have to honor a plea deal.
Right.
Yes. He's remarkably excited. Scrimping Ain't Easy, member for 20 months. Maybe the judge is an onion and will reject the plea deal.
Likely.
Yeah, most people are. Jack Sampson, member for 2 months. The best deal is a patty melt, no onions, and a hamburger and Indian on the side. A hamburger and Indian on the side. Jesus Christ.
I get it.
And then
I get
two
it.
More Didn't two more it. Of these came in. So we
will there be a makeup show for Thursday?
Will there be a makeup show for Thursday? Yes, we're going to do a show later where we put on makeup on each other.
No, they're going to do a makeout show.
100%. Beloved chatter, RIP the prize show, Shaka the Scrimp, Corey, Matt, Midland Armory, the offering plate, MSO, the vinyl backdrop, lifetime VIPs, and now the whiteboard writing. Is nothing sacred? are we even doing, fellas?
It's all depressing. A lot. Like, yeah. That's a crazy sentence to completely understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Carl, where can people find you? And don't you dare plug Dabble House on this program.
No, Dabble House, baby! Dabblecon.live is where you want to go because next month, April 11th and 12th, you can watch season 2 of the Kate Meaney tapes. That's right. Stuttering John was having phone sex with Kate Meaney. And doing a lot of other crazy shit, too.
Phones? Okay.
I don't know if it's phone sex. I don't know what's going on. They were falling in love, though. All I know is that they fell in love. John told us himself that him and Kate Meaney fell in love. Kate was recording all of it. And we'll be analyzing that on a special episode of Who Are These Podcasts from the Dabble House in Florida. I'll be there with all the Uncle Rico Show crew and all the WTP crew. And we're going to have a film festival on Saturday, Uncle Rico Show on Saturday. Go to DabbleCon.live and see all the information.
Go to DabbleCon.live and see the information. Of course, and Hackamania.
Sorry, well, real quick, though, I do want to point out, because we're doing this not on YouTube, we can do things that you can't do otherwise. So these shows will have content that you would never see on our normal shows.
Funny stuff, you mean.
Correct.
Hackamania as well, hackamania.com. Get your tickets using promo code come or OJ, depending on who you want to support, or OJ come, I think is a new one that people
is that a new
are you asking OJ to come? What do you mean?
We already did, but he's on the fence about it, right? Fucking you asshole. Pussy. Moody, thank you for being here. And Moody and I will be doing a show late tonight. We do have some more business stuff.
We'll do another one tomorrow.
This evening. And I think we're going to do a show tomorrow as well to try to make it up to all the NLO fans. Carl, thank you very much for being here. The rest of you, pound. Oh, I don't have. I almost was supposed to do a outro thing, but yeah, I would have been.
There's a show in town, it's going down. Every week we're back on solid ground. Steel toes slipping, but we're gripping. Got the tea to spill, it's always flipping. From April's scrimp to Aaron's glee. Oh, this drama's just a spree. Polydrama, legal trauma. Another win, oh, that's the karma. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble now. This little piggy begging for dollars. And this little piggy. From revenge porn to felony, it's a circus, can't you see? The toe is bent, the goal is spent. His empire crumbles, all hell sent. April's playlist on repeat. Aaron's lies we can't defeat. The countdown's on, it won't take long to see this piggy squeal his song. This little piggy went to YouTube. This little piggy's on Rumble. Little piggy ain't missing a thing. Just sit back, laugh, and watch the king.